Sideline Reports. John Hegarty with the expert analysis and with the play-by-play. Here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And live from Linmar Stadium on a beautiful Friday night for football, we welcome you to Linmar versus Cedar Rapids Kennedy as two Metro teams coming in 1-0 get ready to butt heads here this evening. High school football presented by Hills Bank here once again tonight on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Coach John Hegarty, Jeff Moss providing our sideline reports again here this evening as we're expecting a big crowd. It's starting to file in here at Linmar Stadium as the Lions and the Cougars, two rivals, get ready to go at it one more time here this evening. And John, two teams come in 1-0 on the season. We're going to hear from both coaches coming up here in just a little bit. But this one should be a good one. A lot of anticipation looking forward to this one from both sides.
Yeah, there's a fever pitch excitement already. The vibe in this stadium is crazy inside and out, Scott. And I'm here to tell you, if you're not quite to the game yet and you're sitting waiting to find a parking spot, you're going to be about not staying in front of Zoe's in downtown Marion. It's about the best you're going to do.
Yeah, indeed. Well, both teams 1-0 coming off victories, obviously, last week. Kennedy, a tough one at home against, or as the home team at Kingston Stadium against Cedar Rapids Jefferson, while the Dubuque Senior Rams came down to Linmar and had a tussle with these Lions before the Lions came away with the victory in that one, as both teams, as we mentioned, come in with a record of 1-0. And you've got a Linmar team that likes to pass the ball with Marcus Orr, their quarterback. And you've got a Kennedy team that loves to run the football, play physical football, and as Brian White says, they love to bring the nasty.
It's going to be really an interesting matchup because you've got a team in Kennedy that is highly ranked, number 9 in Class 4A. Had a little bit of trouble with their opening opponent last week. Probably trying to look to maybe do a little more offensively this week, but you can't discount the ferocity of this Cougar defense. They are something else to behold. And that's interesting, as you said, Scott, because Marcus Orr and the Linmar offense is going to bring everything that Kennedy maybe can handle tonight. So we've got a great matchup. When those two respective sides of the ball are out there tonight, maybe it'll be the opposite sides and even special teams that tell us what the outcome will be.
You got Marcus Orr passed it 27 times last week. You got Kennedy only passed it 7 times in the ball game last week for the Cougars. Kieron Hendren, 82 yards last week, but it was Brantley Koski coming off, I'm not going to say coming off the bench, he's one in the rotation, but he came in and went for 116 yards on 7 attempts.
Only 7 carries.
Only that's 7 carries.
Wow, what a debut.
And Max White ran for 78 yards. The Cougars all told third and 4A in rushing after 1 week. And you got a Linmar team that gave up 464 yards last week defensively and gave up over 200 yards as far as rushing is concerned.
And they'll be looking to try and remedy that tonight to be sure. I got to think they're going to try and pack the box. Everybody that plays Kennedy this year, Scott, is going to pack that box and try and force quarterback Max White, the coach's son, to throw the ball, which he can do. And that's not what he prefers to do, however, he wants to run.
As we mentioned, the Kennedy Cougars want to bring a physical brand of football to this football game here this evening. The Linmar Lions tonight are going to be without one of their top players. Brandon Rouse injured in that win against Dubuque Senior last week, and he is going to be out tonight. So one of the big targets for Marcus Orr is not going to be out there.
Yeah, and so that probably puts even more of an emphasis on Will Zrodnik, who is the big target out there. And I'm sure that Marcus Orr is going to be looking for him. Also, I would look for maybe a little bit of play action. Paul James is the wily veteran, okay? He's not going to show you the same thing that he showed Dubuque Senior last week, Scott. You're going to get a whole bunch of new wrinkles tonight, and no one knows that better than his former assistant back in the Washington days, who's now the head coach at Kennedy, and that, of course, is Brian White.
And Kyle Knock was on the staff for Paul James for a little while, Brian White on the staff. There's a lot of back and forth, to and fro, with these two coaching staffs at Linmar and Kennedy here this evening. It's also a very young Lion team. We will talk with both coaches coming up here, but Paul James said, yeah,
Yeah, some of those sophomores, and they start four of them on the defensive side of the football tonight. And they got their eyes opened a little bit. They said, you know what, they played a pretty good game last week in their first varsity contest.
Yeah, and that bodes well for years to come here at Linmar, to be sure. A little bit of a size advantage, I think, for Kennedy tonight, too, up there in the trenches. But you know what? It's not always the size of the dog in the fight. Sometimes it's the fight in the dog, too. So we'll see what Linmar brings for this highly touted Kennedy team.
High school football presented by Hills Bank here tonight from Linmar Stadium. Big crowd continues to file in. Here on the pregame show, we're going to hear from both coaches. And up first is Brian White, the head coach of the Kennedy Cougars, as they get ready to take the field against the Lions.
Game show here at Linmar as we get ready for the Lions and the Kennedy Cougars. Brian White, the head coach of Kennedy, joining me. And 1-0's got a good sound to it as he beat Jefferson last week. A little bit of a slow start, but got going in the second half.
Yeah, it's always nice to be 1-0. And, you know, Jefferson is a pretty good football team. They're going to win some games this year. And it was good for us to see a physical team like that. Jeff played very physical football. And, you know, it was an eye-opener, and it helped us tremendously having a physical game right off the bat. And it kind of showed us what we needed to work on. So, you know, it was good getting a win and certainly beating a quality team like Jeff.
They say you make your biggest improvement from week one to week two. Did you see that in practice this week?
Well, you know, I've been saying that to the kids all week, too, is, you know, we have to improve. And we saw a lot of excitement at practice. Kids were getting after it. Kids understood by watching film where we were at and what we needed to work on. So, yeah, I would say we had some spirited practices this week.
Well, you got some runners, some yards last week. Brantley Koski came in, did a good job for you. Max, carry on, obviously. So it was good to see three guys running.
Yeah, we felt at one point, you know, there were some Jeffers doing a good job of keying on Caron. So and it's hard to get Max going and throwing the ball at the same time. So, you know, we've got some guys that can carry the ball with Brantley and certainly Cade Parker and Shamarian Graham. So we had some weapons we decided to go with Brantley. Maybe they wouldn't key on him as quite as much, and that really started opening things up for us in the second quarter.
And the defense got to be happy. You only giving up 10 points last week.
Yeah, you know, we went back to the films, and you know, they had like 130 yards in two plays. They had almost 60 with one of those touchdowns, and that was just a blown assignment. And, you know, we need to clean that up. We get that cleaned up. We feel pretty good about the defense and how fast they're playing right now.
Well, the tough non-district slate continues. A good Linmar team. You know what they're going to do. They know what you're going to do.
Yeah, I've said, you know, all summer long, I thought Linmar would be a good football team this year. And certainly the quarterback, you know, Orr's a good quarterback, and they're going to sling it. You know, watching him on film, he's not afraid to throw it up there and let the receivers go get it. And, you know, there's going to be, you know, five or six jump balls tonight that we're going to have to do whatever we can to get them out of the air before a Linmar receiver catches it.
That's right. Big wide receivers you're going to have to work with tonight.
Yeah, and not only are they big, but they're physical when they go up for the ball. And so they present a lot of problems for us defensively.
Yeah, young team you're going up against tonight, though, and but second home game for those guys.
Yeah, and you know, I've always been one that I don't buy into that junior, senior, sophomore stuff. I mean, these kids are football players. They've been playing since fourth grade, so we're playing a good football team, and they're going to give us all we want.
Came out okay health wise last week.
You know, I don't want to jinx us or anything, but I would say we're pretty healthy right now.
What's one thing you got to do tonight?
You know, I think right away we need to establish the run. We need to establish Caron and Max. Max has got to throw the ball a little bit. He threw the ball well last week, and we had a couple unfortunate drops and bad situations. So, you know, we need to come out and run the ball and be able to throw it. And defensively, we got to play fast. We're going to try and put some pressure on the queue and put him on the ground a little bit.
All right, sounds good. Best of luck to the Cougars tonight.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Back with more after this here on KGYM.
That was head coach Brian White of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. We're going to take a 30-second break, and we'll come back with more pregame from Kennedy Linmar here at Linmar Stadium after this here on KGYM.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Uses directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Back at the pregame show, getting ready for Linmar and Kennedy. Paul James, head coach of the Lions, joining me. And like we talked about earlier today, Paul, 1-0 is good. And good win over a good Dubuque senior team last week.
Yeah, senior showed us a lot of things. They had some good linemen. They had excellent backs, a couple of them, and one of them gained a couple hundred yards. And their quarterback could throw the ball, and the receivers caught the ball well and ran well. And so the thing I was happy with, though, was our kids responded every time that senior scored. We came right back and scored on the next possession. So, you know, that made me feel good about how our kids responded to a little adversity.
Yeah, is that something that different than last year a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, and part of it is our leadership. We've got some good seniors, you know, led by Marcus Orr with the offense. And the defense stepped up and rose to the occasion. Trey Martin is one of the leaders out there, you know, a senior. We've got four sophomore starters on defense. So, you know, I think defensively it'll take a little bit for us to develop as the season goes along here. But happy with the athletes that we have.
And how'd you grade out those sophomores and with their eyes wide open in that first game last week?
Yeah, we had a little bit of arm tackling. So, you know, we've concentrate a little bit on that. Hopefully you won't see too much of it, but I'm afraid the good backs from Kennedy are going to make us miss at times, and you know that's going to be one of our focus points, is to really zero in and wrap up, and because Kennedy's got kind of a three-headed monster in terms of three very good running backs, you know, counting White as a running back, you know, even though he plays quarterback. They've got three guys that are really talented.
Were you happy with your physicality last week? Because I know Kennedy's going to bring some physicality tonight.
Yeah, they are. You know, I think overall we're making progress. You know, things don't happen overnight, but I think you know, we've had good attendance and participation in the weight room in the off season, and we've got guys that really enjoy that and also getting after a little bit. So you know, I overall I was pretty happy with that.
And Marcus did a good job passing last week. Were you happy with the running game last week?
Yeah, started off a little slow, but then actually our passing game loosened it up a little bit, and we were able to get some decent yardage. So we'll just kind of see, and towards the end of the game we were able to get some first downs and ice it with our running game, you know, running out the clock and stuff. So that was all good stuff.
Yeah, and like I told Brian, there's not a lot of secrets between these two coaching staffs. You probably know what they're going to run. They probably know what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. And, you know, we've had great memories, you know, with those guys. Kyle was on our staff for a year, and then Brian a number of years, and it's just a lot of good things that have happened in our past, and this, you know, it's fun to compete, and this should be a good game for the fans. It's a great night, so you know, hopefully you know, the fans will be treated to a good game.
Yeah. I know you got one big injury tonight you're dealing with, but other than that, how do you look?
Other than that, I think we've come through pretty well, we got a couple guys that had some sore leg muscles or pulls, and they're back, so on the receiving corps, so that came at the right time to get them back and healthy. So hopefully we'll be able to find some open receivers. I don't know, it could be a tough sledding, but we'll see.
All right, sounds good. Best of luck.
Head coach Paul James of the Linmar Lions as they get ready to take on the Kennedy Cougars here tonight. And we'll send it down to Jeff Moss coming up here in just a little bit, John. But they had a ceremony a little bit earlier on. They were honoring three state gymnastics championship teams, represented by about a dozen or so gentlemen down there. And yes, they used to have gymnastics in high school. And I think 1983-84 was the last year that gymnastics was offered.
The very first team that Linmar ever could call state championships in the history of the school, the 1976 gymnastics team, represented very nicely down there tonight. Got a great round of applause from the home stands. And then they went out and stood behind the four football captains as the toss of the coin was held.
Yeah, Kennedy won the toss. They deferred their choice to the second half, so Linmar is going to get the ball first in this one here tonight. As the Lion Band making their way out, the Linmar Lion Marching Band making their way out, and we will have them honor America with the national anthem coming up here in just a little bit. So while we wait, gives us an opportunity to go down to Jeff Moss on the sideline way down there, about four or five stories below us here at Linmar Stadium. And I don't know, I like the deal you made with whoever, because this is another beautiful night for football.
Yeah, you can't get a better night than 76 degrees as we get ready for kickoff. There is about a 9 mile or wind coming out of the north. Not very negligible here this evening on the wind. But, yeah, this should be a really fun game. This was one when you sent me the schedule, I marked it down. I'm excited to see Marcus Orr and his progression from what we saw out of him last year to this year. So, and I'm excited to see what Ken, who obviously a nice win last week over Jefferson. And, again, progression for Coach Brian White's team that was a playoff team a year ago and lost to Iowa City West. And just a great chance to see some of our young people around the corridor and around the metro here. And this should be a really, really fun game. I think we're in for a four-quarter battle tonight, guys.
All right, Jeff, thanks. He'll be patrolling the sidelines here tonight at Linmar Stadium as we get closer and closer to the kickoff here of this one here tonight, as Linmar and Kennedy ready to go at it and battle it out coming up this evening. And we will have our national anthem coming up here in just a couple of moments as we get closer and closer to the kickoff. Don't forget, after the game, the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard with Jeff Downing. That'll be coming up tonight soon as the ball games have finished up here. And we'll keep you updated on scores throughout the night as well here at Linmar Stadium. And again, high school football presented once again tonight by Hills Bank. You heard from both coaches, John. Interesting comments, I thought, we heard from Brian White and Paul James.
I think both of them were very guarded in their comments, Scott. Paul James has been a coach for so long. He's such a veteran. He knows he's got a promising young team. He feels great about the win that they started off with last year. First one that they've had in the Paul James regime. But he's guarded because he knows tonight he's going to play one of the most physical teams that he's going to see on the schedule all year long. So he's hopeful. And yet he knows that they're going to unleash the dogs defensively on him. So he's got to be very careful what he calls play-wise. He's got to diversify his offense. And he's going to also have to be very careful about putting his quarterback, Will Orr, in a position where he's not out there to be whacked, because those Kennedy linebackers are going to come fast, hard, and probably from several different directions. Can they handle that pressure? We'll find out.
Yeah, can they take the physicality? And pretty much the ongoing theme with Kennedy football, can they get out to a lead? And we will see if that is the case here tonight, because Kennedy does not play well from behind. They are not built to play from behind.
Well, that's right. They want to run the ball down your throat and take care of business and get their defense out there, get you to go three and out and give the ball right back to them so that they can start the blitzkrieg running tack down the field again. That's their modus operandi. That's what they want to try and do to Linmar tonight. And if they get out and do it right away, get a couple score lead, they're going to be real tough to handle.
All right, we are going to join the Linmar Band as they honor America with the national anthem. That'll be coming up here in just a couple of moments as the American Legion Color Guard out front, in front of the big crowd here at Linmar Stadium. Almost a capacity house here at Linmar tonight as we get ready for the Cougars and the Lions here this evening. I think the place holds about, 7,000-ish anyway in that neighborhood.
Yeah, and there's a lot of packed seats tonight. There's very, very little aluminum to be seen. And as you said earlier, Scott, we are up very high. I always forget every year until we come out here how high up this press box is. I can't see Russia from here, but you know what? I can see Highway 13.
Yes, you can. You can see water towers. Tower Terrace Road to the north there, and the place just seems to grow each and every year. Waiting for both teams to come out of their respective tunnels here as we will have them on the field for the national anthem coming up here in just a couple of moments. Other games coming up tonight to keep tabs on at Kingston. It'll be Jeff and Muscatine. Big game for both of those teams because Jefferson coming off the Kennedy game, I think their hopes went up a little bit, and Muscatine had high hopes going into the year, and someone's going to go out of that thing 0-2 tonight.
Yeah, and I've been told by reliable sources that Jeff's returners are still stinging from that overtime loss down at Muscatine last year and have not forgotten that, so maybe that'll serve as a little extra motivation over on the west side of Kingston tonight.
Prairie is going to Pleasant Valley tonight to take on the Spartans. It was a score-a-thon a year ago. We'll see what happens tonight as Prairie coming off the big win over Washington. Xavier takes the Rand McNally trip special up to Northeast Iowa and Winnesheek County to take on the Decorah Vikings tonight. Marion is up Highway 13, taking on West Delaware. Two teams with storied histories, both at 0-1 on the year.
Yeah, very hungry. Two teams that aren't used to being 0-2, I can tell you that. If that's what one of them ends up, well, of course they will.
Iowa City Liberty will be at Waterloo East at Memorial Stadium tonight, trying to go to 2-0 in their first time in their young varsity careers for the Lightning. Cedar Falls is down at Frank Bates Field to take on the Little Hawks of Iowa City High. Bettendorf is at West. West facing the prospect of starting 0-2.
Man, I'll bet it's been a long time since that possibility happened.
West Liberty is at Solon. That is our South Gym game on 106.3 FM. Clear Creek Amana travels down to Fairfield tonight to take on the Trojans. It is Wapello at West Branch, and Anamosa will be in Iowa City to take on Marv Cook and Regina coming up tonight. So that is our area slate. Some of the area games coming up tonight. Again, all the scores coming up on the scoreboard show. Like we said, it is a full house pretty much here at Linmar Stadium. Looking to the left, looking to the right as the Linmar Lions come out of the Northwest Tunnel and onto the field as we await the arrival of the Cougars of Kennedy coming up. And this series tonight is the 26th meeting. Kennedy leads all time 14-11. Started off with a very Linmar tilt. In fact, I was at the first game between Kennedy and Linmar in 1987. And the Lions took the opening kickoff back and never looked back that night and won it 19-0. Kennedy's first win came in 1991 under Don Knock when they won it 18-6. Last four meetings have all gone the Cougars' way as Kennedy won a year ago 33-7 at Kingston Stadium. Last Linmar win was in 2014 when the Lions won 29-14. So, again, the 26th meeting between these two teams that are neighbors as far as school districts are concerned. Kennedy, of course, part of the Cedar Rapids Community Schools, but they butt up against Linmar.
Where is that boundary in Robbins? I've always wondered.
I believe Robbins Road.
Is it Robbins Road?
Don't quote me on that. All right, let's join the Linmar Lion Marching Band with our national anthem.
Legion Post 298 presents our colors.
Performed by the Linmar Marching Band here tonight at Lion Land, as Linmar out there, and a nice little tradition they have started with the young Metro Youth Lions out there lining up with the high school varsity team.
A lot of young boys out there in their Metro Youth Lion jerseys, the black and white numbers, and they that's an experience that will stick with them until they get to high school and get a chance to turn around and see the next generation coming up. So that's a pretty cool tradition.
Going to see a lot of talent on the football field tonight. Linmar quarterback Marcus Orr, 6'1", 210-pounder. He's a good one. Will Zarodnik, a 6'6 receiver. He'll line up at receiver. He'll line up at tight end. A young back by the name of Bryson White. And then Linmar starting four sophomores on that defense tonight, going up against one of the most physical units in the state of Iowa in Class 4A. And then, of course, you talk about Kennedy. They've got three Division I players. They got junior Connor Colby, who's already committed to play for Kirk Ferentz in Iowa, the right tackle. You got Nolan Jacobs, who's going to be playing at South Dakota. And then, of course,
Cade Parker.
Cade Parker, South Dakota.
Sarah
Nolan
Spain
Jacobs
here, now that I'm married.
He's going to North Dakota State.
Yes, and they're so physical. I think that it's going to be fun. I'd like to trade places with Jeff Moss when the defense for Kennedy is out there and he's right down there and Cade Parker unleashes on somebody, because he's one of the most ferocious tacklers and plays with the most emotion of anybody I've seen in the prep ranks for a long, long time. He is just something special. Reminds me a lot of a young Josie Jewell. He's just all over the field, and he knows exactly where the play's going. And one way or another, even if it's on the other side of the field, he ends up being there when the whistle gets blown to stop play.
Cougars will kick it off. As Kennedy won the toss and elected to defer, Linmar's going to get the ball. They're going to go from north to south. The wind is pretty negligible now as the Lions will drop back deep to receive the kick in their gray uniforms with the red numbers. Kennedy in their all whites with the green. It's going to be a squib kick picked up on a hop by one of the upmacks, and he's just going to take a knee at the 29-yard line. And that's where Linmar will put it into play. Marcus Orr, the quarterback, 6'1", 210-pound senior. Will Zarodnik, 6'6", 205, and a senior, will be one of the wide receivers. We'll see Trey Martin, 5'11", 170, and a senior. Cam Walker, 5'11", 180, and a senior. And we'll also see for the Lions, Kane Detmeyer tonight, 6'1", and a junior for Linmar. Kennedy plays a 3-5-3 defense. And we'll give you the Lions up front in a moment. First and 10, first play from scrimmage, and Linmar will go with trips to the right side to start things off. In the shotgun, Orr. He'll get it, and he'll hand it off, and nothing doing. As taking it maybe back to the line of scrimmage that time was White, and it's going to be second down and 10. physicality up front, and that's what we're going to be watching here early on for Linmar's offensive line. Cole Doty at left tackle, 240 junior. Rorick Martin, 205, and a senior at left guard. Captain Cleo Garrels, 285. He's the senior center. Eli Gregory at 220 and a senior. And Luke Gaffney, a sophomore at right tackle at 215 pounds. Or to throw on second down. Lobs the near side, going for Zaradnik and undershot him incomplete. Makai Harris out there defensively for the Cougars.
But you know that defensively, Kennedy has worked all week long on who the targets Will Orr is going to be getting after, and how are they going to cover them? Do they double-team anybody? For example, on that play, Zaradnik had two people on him.
Kennedy defensively. The Cougars will go with Nolan Jacobs, Cale Knox, and Amy Garrett up front. Third down and nine coming up for Linmar. Orr in the gun, one set back, four receivers. Sends a man in motion, low snap. Digs it out, rolls right, slings it up, field caught, first down, and out of bounds at about the 48-yard line goes Trey Martin, one of the senior captains for the Lions.
Marcus Orr's pass complete to number six.
That's going to be a gain of 17 and a Linmar conversion and a first down.
Nice little hitch run there for that reception, and it fooled the secondary for Kennedy there as there was nobody within 5 yards of him when he brought that ball in.
Nolan Decklever in the ball game for Linmar. They'll send trips to the left side this time. That read option on the handoff on the counter coming to the right side. And going for about five that time was Bryson White.
Bryson White, the ball carrier, tackle made by
White last week for Linmar. Pretty good game. 84 yards, averaged 5 yards a carry.
Now, whenever you come out in a trip formation to the wide side of the field, that really stretches the defense out and allows that inside running game to be much more manageable.
Twins left, twins right. Cougars showing blitz. We're going to get an early timeout by Brian White. So the Cougars are going to talk it over defensively here with 10:41 to play here in the first quarter. We mentioned these two coaching staff know each other inside and out. So obviously Brian White saw a wrinkle that Paul James put out there.
Yeah, Paul James is, as I was saying previously, he's putting triple receivers out to the wide side of the field and then splitting out one on the boundary on the short side as well. And that really stretches that 3-5 defense out. In essence, it leaves you with a mismatch inside, Scott, because it pulls every linebacker outside except for Cade Parker, the Mike backer who's inside there. Only three down line defensemen. And Cade Parker, there's only four guys almost in between the hashes there. We saw this same thing happen when in the state championship 3A game last year when Western Dubuque did this to Xavier. And Xavier's outfoxed and outnumbered them in the same way.
Detmeyer out to the far left side after the timeout. Second down and five. Parker showing blitz. Long count, 16 on the play clock. Martin comes in motion. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Got away from Jacobs, and then Parker chased him down from behind after a pickup of about three.
Trey Martin, the ball carrier, tackle made by Cade Parker.
And it will be a third down, but a third and short this time for the Linmar Lions. It'll be third down at two from just across the Kennedy 45. As we're just underway here tonight on the north side of Marion. Kennedy's linebackers, and they are terrific. Jay Ostendorf, 190 in the senior. Cade Parker in the middle, 220 in the senior. And Shamarion Graham, 200-pound senior on the right side. The hybrids, Isaac Scott and C.J. Curry. Third down, long two. Wide side of the field on the right. Off the fake. Orr on the keeper's going to have the first down. Inside the 40, dragging Graham to the 35, to the 30. And Orr showing a little moxie and a little physicality down to the 25.
Yeah, Shamarion Graham hit him up at about the 35, and Orr carried him for another 7 yards.
And it will be a gain of 19 on third and short, first down Linmar.
One of the things that Jefferson used last week effectively against Kennedy was misdirection and counter, because Kennedy's got so much testosterone. They're so hard-flowing and hard-charging. Sometimes they get caught going to the full flow.
First and 10 from the Cougar 26-yard line. Back to throw is Orr. Going to flip it across the middle. Man wide open. Martin at the 5 and in for the touchdown. Trey Martin with the touchdown reception from 26 yards out. And for Martin, his second touchdown grab of the season.
Martin got behind the inside linebackers, and he got in front of the safety, and he just settled into that nice little seam there. And Orr delivered a perfect strike, hit him in stride. He never even had to slow down on his way to Pater.
26-yard touchdown reception. Coming in to try the extra point will be Alex Cochran, the senior kicker, the left-footed specialist. High snap brought down, kick on its way. It is up and it is good. 9:26 to play, opening quarter. Linmar scores in their first drive of the night. It's Linmar 7, number 9 rated Kennedy nothing. Back with the kickoff. After this 30-second timeout, you're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank on KGYN.
Ready? Okay. Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
What's that spell?
So-so.
Are we gonna win?
Not if we play like we cheer.
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2018.
Back with you from jam-packed Linmar Stadium. Lions take it downfield on the opening kickoff, John, and take it 71 yards and some third down conversions and the big play for the touchdown.
You know, Jefferson drew first blood on Kennedy last week, too. So this is just same thing as last week for the Cougar defense. Now the offense has got to get their turn and respond.
Cochran to kick it off. Caron Hendren back. In fact, Tripp's back there. Max White in the middle. Brantley Koski on the far side. And Hendren on the near side for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Rated ninth in the Gazette KGYM poll this week. Cochran the approach and the boot. End over end, angling to the near side, and Hendred will let it go over his shoulder and into the end zone. As the Cougars will have it at the 20-yard line. Max White, the quarterback, he'll run a lot. 5'10", 170, and a junior. Threw it seven times last week, 4 of 7 for 41 yards. Caron Hendred, 5'9", 190-pound senior. He's a good one. Max Drish is the blocking back, 6'2", 205, and a senior for Kennedy. The starting receivers are Kai Harris, 5'10", 150, and a senior. Jalen Cotton, 5'10", 150, and a junior. Good tight end, and Cody Fluhop. He is at 6'3", 190-pound senior. First and 10 for the Cougars. Offset eye to the right side. Off the quick count, handoff Hendren. Off the right side, not much. Maybe a yard. Squeezed down there by the Linmar defense. One of the sophomores, Clayton Mazinski.
Kieran Hendren, the ball carrier, tackle made.
And it'll be second down and 9 coming up. Kennedy up front, and they are big. Jamison Bean at left tackle, 290 and a junior. Nolan Jacobs, 250 and a senior at left guard. Tyler Harmer, 210 and a senior at center. Gavin Bascom, 240 and a junior at right guard. And the future Hawkeye, Connor Colby, at 280 at right tackle. They run behind him, and Hendren's got a first down as he takes it across the 30 out to the 34-yard line.
Well, that's just good old-fashioned power running right there. And by power, I mean the play called power, where the left guard pulls and gets a kick-out block along with the fullback. They double down, and there's a gaping hole there for him to run through on that play.
First and 10, Cougars, as Kennedy will bring in Brody Lovell. As a wide out, he'll go wide to the right side. Cotton will come out to the left side. This time, tight eye. White in the pistol, hands it off. Hendren coming to the left side, trying to kick it outside, and got ankle tackled from behind. And making the stop for Linmar was Chris Baker.
Hendren carries again for the
counter tray, which is a staple of their offense. But the way you beat that is you've got to stay low and you've got to take on those blocks that are coming from inside. And that's exactly what Baker did. Not only take on those blocks, but he made the tackle.
3-5-3 for the Lions defensively. Dylan Page, 210 and a junior up front. Luke Gaffney, sophomore. Chris Baker, he's the nose guard. But he's one of those prototypical Linmar quick nose guards. Here's White on the keeper, coming to the left side, following Hendren. Turns it up at the 35 and twists it down. as he gets to about the 34-yard line. That was a keeper all the way, and this is what Kennedy fears a little bit, is third down, medium, and third and long.
Student body left on the quarterback sweep, and good job by the defense of Linmar of stringing that out and pushing it into the boundary so there was nowhere for White to go except out of bounds.
Holmes, Carolyn, Starnes, Walker, Nasinski. The linebackers, Jerron Centers, a sophomore, Barons, and Martin in the backfield. White the throw. Guns the middle, leaping catch. May just shy of midfield for a first down. That was a bullet, and the pass caught in there by Colton Heenish.
Max White's pass complete.
And a first down right at the 50-yard line. Not sure if that was a heck of a catch by Colton.
Boy, White threw it on a rope, too. That was a laser.
So a first down. As Heenish gets his first reception of the night. Out of the shotgun, White on the quarterback draw. Kicks it to the left in the Lion territory. Spins his way inside the 45 and down to the Lion 42-yard line. Methodical, but this is Kennedy football.
One of the things that makes Max White, the coach's son, such a good quarterback is that he is not afraid to run as a power back, but he also picks his blocks and reads them so well.
Well said. Twins out to the right this time. Drish the blocking back in front of Hendren. White will go under center this time on second down and two. Here is a toss sweep. Hendren being chased from behind, turns it up 40. Up the numbers to the 30-yard line. To the Linmar 20-yard line and thrown out of bounds at about the 8 of Linmar. It'll be a first and goal coming up for Kennedy. 34-yard run for Caron Hendren.
Lion defense got caught blitzing inside the tackles and didn't have anybody out side on the outside help there to break down that toss sweep to the wide side of the field. Nicely read by Caron Hendren, and then when he got to the sideline, he put that burst on that he's famous for.
It'll be first and goal, Kennedy, from the Linmar 8-yard line. Lions up 7-0, 5:51 to play here in the opening quarter. Hendren on the right hip as you go offset eye that way. Low snap, handoff, Hendren up the middle to the 5 and reaches down close to the 2-yard line for a gain of 6. Following 290-pound Jamison Bean on the left side and 280-pound Connor Colby on the right side.
Tackled by Sam Starnes.
Starnes on the tackle, the middle linebacker for Linmar. Second and goal, Cougars. They'll mark it at the 3-yard line. They'll say his knee touched right there. Receiver left and right, straight eye, White, long count, turns, hands it off. Hendren, second back through, kicks it outside and waltzes in for the score. And Kennedy answers the Linmar touchdown with one of their own.
Well, both those drives were lightning fast, which leads me to believe that we're in for a tennis match here. I hope you like pushing your head back and forth.
Hey, I'll take it. Extra point try coming up here for the Cougars. And we will find out who the extra point kicker is. We don't have a number 9, but we will look it up for you. Coming up when we have a moment. Here's the snap. Plays down, kick up, and it is good. 5:13 to play here in the first quarter. Linmar scores in their first drive. Kennedy scores in their first drive. We're tied at 7 here from Linmar Stadium. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank here on KGYM.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Back with you here from Linmar Stadium, Scott Unash, John Haggerty. We'll hear from Jeff Moss throughout the night as well. As the Kennedy Cougars answer the Linmar touchdown with one of their own. All runs but one. And Lian Wei, or Wahi, we'll have to find out the pronunciation. That is your kicker for the Kennedy Cougars. And Wahi will kick it off from right to left into what wind we have. He's just going to squib it, and it bounces off one of the up backs, but recovered at the 31-yard line. And that's where Lindmar will put it into play. So what defense is going to make a stop first here?
Yeah. I got a feeling that the Kennedy defense might have just needed to get one look at what Lindmar's offense was doing and kind of get their bearings set a little bit here. We'll see if they can maybe hunker down a little bit more. Or, no pun intended, does Will Orr come right back, pick up where he left off, and keep marching these Lions down the field?
Going to mark it at the 32-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 Lions from the left hash mark in the 7-7 game. Kennedy with the four-man front. Ostendorp up there showing blitz. He'll back off and in motion to the right. They'll keep it on the ground. Counter, big hole. White across the 40, close to a first down. Brantley Koski on the stop, and again the counter.
Yeah.
Misdirection working for nine.
Yeah, this is what Jefferson did and was fairly effective last week with it. And again, it's because this is such a talented defense for Kennedy that they read full flow and they want to get in there and all fly to the ball and tackle it so badly that if you do any misdirection, especially the counters, sometimes that can be something they've got to slow down a little bit and take a look at.
Gain of nine, nearly 10. Second down and short. White lines up right of Marcus Orr. Kennedy showing blitz. Cougars will blitz a ton, more than anybody around. Hand off, White, little stutter moves, got the first down, and then Cade Parker chased him down from behind at the 45-yard line, and that will move the chains. First down, Lindmar. White, four carries so far and 18 yards tonight.
At the Lion, 45.
Brian White told me before the game, before our interview, we're going to blitz, and then we're going to blitz some more. And I said, gee, that's not an unusual thing.
That's not a secret.
First down from the 45-yard line. Lions will send a man in motion to the right. Shotgun snap or back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Being chased. Runs out of time and is going to get sacked. Thrown down by Cale Knox, who had two last week. Picks up his third of the year for the wrestler, Cale Knox.
Boy, when you get Cale Knox, Cade Parker, and Ostendorp in there, I mean, that's a couple of Dennis Hienick's best wrestlers. Those guys go out on the mat, they know exactly what they want to do, and they're physical about it. They do the same thing out here on the football field.
Drew Bartle's in there playing a defensive line position right now for Kennedy on the left side for the Cougars. Second down and long. 3:18 to play. Clock running, first quarter, 7-7 ball game. Ninth-rated Kennedy and Lindmar. Three-man front. Orr calling signals in the gun, sends a man in motion left to right. Orr will keep it himself and gets upended. Looked like he had a hole for a moment, and it closed quickly. And then another one of those wrestlers. There's Jay Ostendorp, bringing him down after a pickup of about four.
We were talking about Jay last night a little bit at the end of our game out at Kingston, and if you haven't seen him and you're thinking that he looks like the same guy he was as a junior last year, think again. He has put on some good size, and he is ripped. We're not talking weight that's not good for you. We're talking about he's starting to look like his pops, who wrestled for Dan Gable and a national championship team back in the 80s and 90s.
Now the co-wrestling coach. Third down and 15 from the 39-yard line, and Lindmar is going to use a timeout. We'll take it with him. Timeout on the field, 2:20 to play here in the first quarter. We are tied at 7. We'll take a 30-second break and come back to Lindmar Stadium after this. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
Hi, I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Addis.
Ever thought about a career in the Army?
We have over 150 jobs you can choose from.
Thought about furthering your education?
With the Army, we offer $70,000 for school. Last year, over 6,000 soldiers graduated with a degree.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall. Or call us at 319-395-9834. Thank you, and hope to see you soon.
Back here at Lindmar Stadium, as the Lions use their first timeout in the 7-7 ball game. We'll see Linmar again next Thursday night as they head to Kingston to take on the Jefferson Jayhawks. But a lot of game here left to go. Third down and long coming up for the Lions. Four receivers, three to the right. One setback is White. Orr surveys the field. Kennedy showing blitz from the outside. Long count. Down to six in the play clock. Orr gets the shotgun snap. Fakes. He's going to throw the swing pass. Caught at the 35-yard line. Breaking a tackle to the 40-yard line and way short of the first down. As making the catch out there for Linmar was John Steffen, the basketball point guard for the Lions.
Marcus Orr's pass complete to number 80.
Defensively, Kennedy was running a hard cover two on that particular play. They were switching in and out of cover two and cover one, but doing a nice job of disguising their coverages as well.
So Linmar will get a three and out here and have to punt it away. As it'll be Cochran to punt it away. Oh, he fumbled the snap, and he's going to have to get it away, and it was blocked. It's loose at the 40. It's going to be Kennedy football. And Cochran is hurt. And remember, Rouse is out, and he's the other punter for the Lions. Jeff, we'll go down to you. It looked like a good snap down there. It's just one of those bad misfortunes for Linmar.
Kennedy takes over after the block punt, first and 10 at the Linmar 40.
We'll get down to Jeff coming up after the play. And it's going to be at the 40-yard line. So in essence, that was, I have to take that down as a carry.
Well, that looked like a good snap. He just couldn't get a handle on the ball so that he could get his foot into it, dropped it on the ground.
And the Cougars with excellent field position. White off the fake, White to throw. Rolling the pocket to the right, going to throw deep down the right sidelines. Got Cotton out there, a jump ball, and I think it's intercepted. And it is. Back-to-back turnovers. Lions get it right back. And coming up with the interception for Linmar was Jerron Centers, the sophomore, his second of the season. How about that? And Linmar will have it deep in their own kitchen, but they'll get it back at the 8-yard line.
Well, that's got the guys on the sideline extremely excited, and the home team fans are getting into it now, too.
We'll go down to Jeff after this play here. I heard the connection kick up there. As back-to-back turnovers, and Linmar gets it right back after Kennedy held the ball for 9 seconds. First and 10, Lions. And Linmar will have it at the 8-yard line. Trips again to the right side, one setback. Down to three in the play clock. Orr on the counter handoff to White, and he got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. A lot of things have been happening down there, Jeff.
Bryce would wait the ball carrier.
Yes, Scott. That was quite the last couple plays in a row. Just a dropped ball by the punter, and then a chucked up ball by Max White that ends up in a pick for Linmar there. So Linmar deep in their own territory, though. If they can come out of this, that'd be big.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Second down and 10 coming up. Again, those trips to the right side as we're down to 49 seconds to play here in the quarter. Orr is going to throw from his own end zone. Rolling that way. Throws it upfield. Flips it to Zaronnik and off his shoulder pads. Incomplete. Would have been enough for a first down.
Ball was right there in his numbers, and Zaronnik couldn't bring it in.
And he's
not happy about that at all.
Usually a very sure-handed receiver for the Lions. And just had that one go right off the shoulder pads. So it'll be third down coming up. Third and 10. Linmar 2 out of 3 so far on the night. Kennedy showing blitz. Curry from the near side. One man from the outside. Max White in there playing defense. Here they come. Everybody coming. Flip the screen and again through the hands of a Lion. Incomplete.
Well, and it was just a naked screen out on the weak side of the field. that was right there. Every ball that Orr has thrown tonight for Lindmar has been catchable, and his receivers just aren't helping him. So now the punt team comes back out, and you've got to wonder if they've got things figured out here after that last attempt.
So Cochran will punt it away again. And last time, just got it stifled. He's going to punt from his own end zone, a low snap. Gets this one away, end over end, not a particularly deep kick, and Koski a fair catch at the 40-yard line. So after all that, John, with 30 seconds to play in the quarter, we're back to square one, where Kennedy had the ball after the punt. That was not a punt.
Well, each team's first possession made us think we were going to have some offensive fireworks, and then the air went out of that tire pretty quick.
But with these, with the coaching staff that both of these teams had, you kind of knew that was going to be the case.
Is that a long bus ride up to Decorah for Cedar Rapids Xavier, Scott?
Yes, I've taken that a couple times, and it is a long, because there's no good way to get
Decorah
there.
Decorah 7, Xavier 0.
Ooh.
First quarter.
Hendred up the middle, what might be the final play of the quarter, and he takes it inside the 35 down to the 34-yard line for about 6. And Decorah got, Wacan put a pretty good shining on Decorah last week. See if Kennedy elects to run another play as we're down to 10 seconds to play here in quarter number one.
Gain of 6, second down 4.
And down to 2, down to 1. They will not get it off, and we are at the end of quarter number 1. After 1, it's Kennedy 7 and Lindmar 7. Back with the second quarter after this one-minute break. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank tonight here on KGYM Sports.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-893-2288. That's 800-893-2288, 800-893-2288.
After 1, 7-7 ball game as we're back with you from Lindmar Stadium. We'll give you the numbers of the first quarter in a moment. Kennedy with second down and 4, and on the keeper. White started right, trying to cut it left, and chased down for a loss of a couple there by the Lindmar defense. Zinski was in there. Also getting up off the bottom of the pile was the sophomore Luke Gaffney. Sophomores have done well tonight for Lindmar.
Well, not only is this defense for Paul James young, but these Lindmar guys, they're not real big either, but you know what they are? They're scrappy. They love coming up and getting under your pads and trying to get a stalemate so that you can't drive them downfield.
Total yardage, pretty even after one quarter. Kennedy, 86 yards. Lindmar, 83 yards. Third down coming up. Kennedy has converted their only third down try. Third down and 5. White on the fake. Now he's going to run it. Coming to the right. Tries to get between defenders. Going to be short. Got 3 down to the 32-yard line. Cam Walker in there for the Lions, as well as middle linebacker Sam Starnes.
That was pass all the way, but there just was nobody down there that he had the chance to get the ball to, so that's going to bring up fourth down. They're in four down territory.
Yeah, I think you're going to see Kennedy go for it.
Absolutely.
Here.
Looks to be almost exactly 2 yards to go. They'll pick up a first down at or just beyond the Lindmar 30.
Cade Parker coming in as an extra blocker.
Yeah, we could see the jumbo package here with a lot of backs, maybe the triple stack eye.
And we're going to get a timeout by Kennedy here, as Brian White out on the numbers. I wonder if they said that Max White's helmet came off in that. Jeff, is that what we got down there?
Hear me, guys. His helmet did come off. and they did stop the clock, and Max had to go to the sideline, and that kind of caught him a little off guard there for that fourth down and short package. So, yeah, Max had to come out for a play.
All right, very good. That's why we got Jeff down there. That's why we got Jeff on the sideline, so he can take a look at that stuff. And so Kennedy was without a quarterback. They were going to try to get some different personnel in, and none of that was working. So
the last thing you want confusion on is fourth and two when you're going for it.
All right, here come the Cougars.
So by virtue of the timeout, White can come back in.
Yes, he can. And he's back in there. Here's the stack. Triple I for Kennedy. A lot of beef there. And they'll run behind it with Cade Parker, and he's got the first down. You had Sham Graham in there. You had Parker, and you had Ostendorp in there.
Is it Pamplona, Spain, where they have the running of the bulls? I think they just tried to reenact that scene.
So Parker goes for three, and Kennedy keeps it alive with the first down. 7-7 ball game just underway with the second quarter here on a beautiful Friday night from Lynn Mar. Clock running, 10.5 to play first half. Kai Harris out to the left side. Cotton will come out to the right. Cougars will go tight end to the left side. Direct snap. Here comes White up the middle. 25 to the 20. Breaks tackle. 15. 10. He's going to go. Touchdown, Kennedy. Right up the hash marks on the right side. 29-yard run for Max White.
And that's what makes him so dangerous back there as a quarterback in that shotgun position, is that he's a threat to go the distance inside or outside on any play.
Third touchdown run of the year for Max White. And Kennedy takes the lead here with 10:14 remaining in the first half. Wahi will try the extra point. And we'll try it out of the hold of Austin Vander Zee. Good snap, place down, kick on its way. It's good. 10:14 to play in the first half. Kennedy with their first lead. Cougars 14, Lions 7. Back with the kickoff. After this 30-second break, as you're listening to High School Football, presented by Hills Bank here on KGYN.
Hi, I'm a local dollar, and I just want you to know that if you buy local, that local businesses can grow. Put me in the pocket of your local grocery store, or take me to the farmer's market for flowers, soaps, and more. Spend me at the diner, or get ice cream at the pool. Put me down for coffee, or donate me to your school.
KGYM is a local radio station. We are local.
We support local.
Yay!
A local dollar goes a long, long way, but it's never far from home.
Kennedy with the lead, 14-7. Here from Lynn Mar tonight as the Cougars will kick it off from left to right. As the Lions will send centers back on the far side and twin safeties. And we'll have to find out who's on the left side.
By the way, these jerseys will only be good for one more year, according to Iowa High School Athletic Association rules.
Kennedy's going to squib it, and it will be falling on at the 26-yard line, and thank goodness.
And the reason I say that is that these are not black uniforms that Lynn Mar wears. They are a very charcoal graphite gray, and they have red numerals on them that once the jersey gets soaked, Scott, it's very difficult to read.
Yeah, you almost can't. So I apologize. I will do my best. I've got the binocs out. And like I said, we'll do our best. First down, Lynn Mar. We know who Mr. Orr is. They're pretty uniforms. But, yeah. First and 10 Lions from the 26-yard line, wide side of the field out to the near side. Shotgun snap, back to throw, sidearm pass, and a low catch made at the 33-yard line by the basketballer, John Steffen.
Marcus Orr's pass.
That was a little Patrick Mahomes there.
It was. He had to sidearm that.
Second down, three.
Gain of seven by John Steffen, second down and three. Four receivers, one to the left, three to the right for Lynn Mar on the second down play. Kennedy showing blitz on the left side. Still 20 in the play clock. Orr gets the snap off the fake, going to throw the out. Leaping catch made at the 30, 35, and close to a first down over on the far side for the Lions. I think it was Stephen again.
Orr's pass complete.
And that will move the chains for a Linmar first down.
First down at the Linmar 36.
It's the John Stephen drive.
Made by Jay Hosendorf.
Ostendorf on the tackle. Fifth first down for the Lions. Both teams have five now. So Rodnick on the left side. Stephen coming that way. Still 12 on the play clock here. Taking a long time to get this formation in, though. Down to four. Down to three. First down to 10. Martin in motion left to right. Quarterback Shaw starting up the middle. Orr caught by Cade Parker and thrown down. And that play just took too long to develop after taking too long to get in.
Yeah, this is something that we've seen here, and we haven't mentioned to this point, but bear in mind that Paul James likes to call the plays from the press box. He's probably sitting right next door to us as we speak right now. He's calling the plays down on the headsets to new coach Demetrius Harper, who played, of course, at Coe and Cedar Rapids Prairie. And it's just taken a long time to get those signals in.
Second down and 13. Twins left, twins right, one setback. Bryson White. Again, Parker showing blitz, and here comes Kennedy. Orr going to fling it, lob it down the left sideline, incomplete. Koski on the defense, and he had great position.
Orr really getting up slow. That's the third play in a row that he has taken some abuse as soon as he's let go of the ball. That ball, by the way, may be the first uncatchable one that he's thrown all night. And then, not that much.
Score from Kingston Stadium, 0-0 after one between Jefferson and Muscatine. Like an old Valley game there tonight.
That's right.
The Muskies were in the MVC at one point, way back when. 60s and 70s. Third and 13, middle of the field, 33-yard line, 14-7 Kennedy. 8:14 to play here in the opening half. Low snap, Orr in trouble. Steps up at the pocket, shovels it ahead. It's caught by White at the 35, but he's only going to get a couple. Jay Ostendorf was there. Bartles was there. Curry was there. And Makai Harris all there for Kennedy.
Fourth pass complete to Bryson White.
And it's going to be Linmar to punt it away.
By number 34, Carson Curry.
It's going to be a fourth down and long coming up. Kennedy's basically sending somebody on every play.
And about every other play, they're sending two from one direction or another, inside, outside, two inside.
Linmar to punt. Line of scrimmage to 35-yard line. Koski back. Cochran, Australian punt, and it got it blocked. Blocked at the 20-yard line, picked up at the 10, and bulldogged down at about the 6-yard line was Nolan Jacobs. Took too long to get the punt away.
Well, he did the rugby-style kick, which means he ran to his left, and he got a little bit cute with it, and as soon as he finally decided to kick it, there was not enough room between he and the blocker. So second big gaffe for the special teams on punting.
Yeah, and good to see the big man chase that down, Jeff. You were right there. You could have got that. You let Big Nolan pick that one up.
You know, if you get a chance to catch a big man, it's such a big man. I thought we were going to get there with Nolan Jacobs, but, boy, Kennedy is set up for success here after a block and a heck of a return by Nolan Jacobs. It's not just scoring, it's the return, too.
Indeed. First and goal, Cougars. They'll have it at the 6-yard line. High formation. Turn, handoff, Hendren. Kicks it to the outside. Trying for the corner. Got it and got into the end zone for the touchdown. Well, took one play after Kennedy blocked the punt, and Hendren goes in from 6 yards out.
Hendren carries 6 yards for the Kennedy.
And Kennedy has scored on three of their first four drives tonight.
Setting up in the swinging gate here for the conversion attempt, and now they break and come back to the middle for the conventional kick.
Kennedy looking for a two-score lead now over Lindmar. Good snap, place down, kick on the way, and it is good. So with 7:12 to play here in the opening quarter, Kennedy now extends the lead, and it's now 21-7 in favor of the Cougars as Kennedy will get ready to kick it away. Lindmar still in this ballgame very, very much. And
you take away those two blocked punts,
yep,
which both yielded short porches for a touchdown, and this is an even Steven game.
Absolutely.
Special teams letting down the Lions right now, and very, very helpful to Kennedy.
We've seen it in the last two nights, John, special
yes.
teams. And they say, hey, it's just as big as offense, it's just as big as defense.
There's three phases to the game, and boy, special teams can make or break you.
Listening to high school football tonight, presented by Hills Bank on 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, KGYMRadio.com, the KGYM radio app as well. Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Jeff Moss with you for Lindmar Stadium. As Way will kick it away for the Cougars. Centers is on the far side, and Kennedy has done nothing but squib it tonight. Twin safeties back at about the 10-yard line now. And they're going to squib another one. Takes a couple of bounces. Ricochets off one of the up backs. It's loose, and Centers falls on it at about the 23. And we got an injured Cougar.
Jared Centers recovers the kickoff for the Lions.
We've got a Kennedy player down back at about the 38-yard line.
Yeah, man down there just off of the 40 numbers. And he has been holding his knee since he went down, and he has not moved.
Yeah, Brian White out there. And the Kennedy medical staff.
This is not a head-related concussion sort of a thing. I can't assure you of that, but I don't think so, because he went down and held his knee immediately and stayed there kind of in the fetal position. They have now helped him over to his back.
And getting up there for the Cougars, Colton Hinnish is walking off under his own power, though, so that's good to see. Well, that could have been another disastrous special teams play there for Lindmar, as Kennedy's just ricocheting it off the carpet. 24-yard line for the Lions. 21-7 lead here for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, the ninth-rated Cougars. Zorodnik to the left. Twins in the slot on the left side, and one receiver to the right now for the Lions. Three-man front for the Cougars on first down. Snap goes over his head. Inside the 10 to the end zone. Orr's picking it up, and he's going to go down for a safety. Ostendorf tackles him there, and another Lion miscue.
My goodness, that snap was so high, Manute Bowl couldn't have come down with it.
It was a high, hard snap, and it's going to be a two-pointer for the Cougars, and the safety now makes it 23-7, and Kennedy's going to get the ball back.
Yeah, this is one of those things about young teams that drive coaches crazy, is that when snafus start to happen along the way, and sometimes they can compound on top of each other, those two blocked punts have kind of discombobulated the Lions a little bit here, and it just went over to the offensive side.
Yeah, and we'll get a word from Jeff coming up here in just a moment, as he was down there, and it was just a snap that just went way, way too high. And now we're going to have a free kick by Lindmar. They can either punt it or the Lions can elect to kick it off. So we'll see what they elect to do coming up here. And I think we can go down to Jeff while we got a moment. What'd you see down there? That thing was that was a high, hard one.
Yeah, guys, that thing came out of there like a pocket, and Lindmar's to get something going here, because this is starting to snowball a little bit. There's a lot of positive energy on the Lindmar sideline for a really long time, and that's starting to turn. So defensively, they need to come up and get a stop here, keep themselves in the ball game, because it's starting to roll down the other way, guys.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. So Lindmar is going to elect to kick it with Cochran. And he will kick it off from right to left. A high kick, not a particularly long one, at the 30. Koski straight ahead, 35, 40. He's got a hole, 45 to the 50. Breaks through, 45, 40. Cuts it back at the 30, and he is going to go. No flags, touchdown, Kennedy. 60-yard kickoff return. And, John, in a matter of just minutes, it's gone from 7-7 to 29-7. 3 minutes.
Yeah, and the last two scores for Kennedy, they didn't even have their offense on the field.
Koski is a weapon.
Yeah, Koski, Brantley Koski, we saw him do this last year. They used him on punt and kick returns both, and he was, as a junior, dangerous, dangerous as could be. But he has just taken his game to a whole other level this year as a senior.
Way to come in to try the extra point. 6:51 to play here in a stunned Linmar Stadium. As the Cougars, after being down 7-0, have now tacked on 30 unanswered points. 6:51 to play here in the first half. It is now Kennedy 30 and Linmar 7. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back with a kickoff after this as you're listening. Football on KGYM presented by Hills Bank.
I'm Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio, and I have loved being a Dollar Shave Club member for years, and now you can join me by putting the quality of Dollar Shave Club's products to the test. The Ultimate Shave Starter Set has basically everything you need for an amazing shave. The Executive Razor, Shave Butter, Prep Scrub, and Post Shave Do. The best part is you can try it for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular prices. Get yours at DollarShaveClub.com/Freddie. That's DollarShaveClub.com/FREDDIE.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Kennedy kickoff upcoming, and the Cougars have put on a blitzkrieg here over the last 3 minutes of this football game. They'll squib it once again. This one, again, deflects high and goes inside the 20 and down to the 19-yard line.
Well, this is growing pains with a young team. You got a lot of fresh guys out there when the bullets are flying for Paul James and his Linmar team, and got off to a really good start, but now things are kind of caving in on them. And they need to just take a deep breath and get back to executing. Get a first down or two here. Keep the ball in your hands. Don't give it right back to Kennedy's offense.
Jaron Centers coming in as a receiver now for the Lions. And he will be one of the four receivers that Linmar will put into the ball game. White will stay as the running back. He'll be on the left hip of Marcus Orr. Twins left, twins right. 8 on the play clock. Kennedy up 30-7. First down from the 19-yard line. Play clock at 3, and Linmar's going to have to burn a timeout.
Wow. Yeah. Not sure Paul James wanted that. But Orr did see something he did not like.
Yeah, neither did Demetrius Harper and the rest of the coaching staff. Talked to Mick Mulhern, one of the M&M boys, before the game, and asked him how the reunion went last week. He said, fantastic. I said, did you go visit Armstrong Field? He said, of course.
I'm sure it was nice to see Greg Purnell, their three-time state championship winning coach. And I heard that they did a nice little tribute to Ryan Driscoll.
Very nice. Very nice.
First and 10 Lions at the Linmar 20.
The late Ryan Driscoll, former Linmar and Iowa quarterback. First down at 10 at the 19. Actually, they'll mark it at the 20-yard line. Cougars showing a blitz here. Lions will send a man in motion to the left side or to throw that way. Catch made and a big hit. Scott Stuck, the receiver, right as he caught it. Trey Martin at the 17-yard line for a loss of 3.
Now you can tell that the hybrid backers like Isaac Scott are starting to get a beat on a lot of these flare passes out to the boundary and especially outside of the hash mark. And
second down, 13.
Loss of three, second and 13. Again, trips to the right for Linmar. With the Cougars with the 23-point lead, the number nine rated team in the state. 6:10 clock rolling. Again, Kennedy showing blitz with Parker. Long count, five in the play clock. Orr calling signals, gets it. Here comes the blitz. Throws the middle of the field. Incomplete, almost intercepted. And again, Orr just took a shot. Cale Knox was in there for Kennedy to hit him. Max White, Nolan Jacobs, you name it.
Yeah, a lot of times when they bring the Max White in on the nickel package, they'll send him on the outside in blitz. They'll send Cade Parker on the inside blitz. And that time they actually had a lineman breakthrough. There were three white jerseys forcing a quick throw there from Orr.
Lovell in there as a defensive back now for Kennedy. Third down for Linmar. Third and long at their own 17-yard line. 5:58 to play first half. Blitz coming again. Orr, short drop, steps up. Guns the middle, and it's caught, but short of the first down as a catch made there by the sophomore, Jerron Centers.
I don't know. We'll have to ask Jeff, but when that ball is snapped back to Orr, and he's looking downfield to throw it, I don't think he's got more than about 1,002. If he's still got a hold of it on 1,003, he's not going to let go of it.
Nope. And we'll get down to Jeff coming up here in a moment. Lions will punt, and special teams have been an adventure, to say the least, here over the last 5 minutes. Another low snap. Does bounce right back to Cochran. Gets it away. A floating high kick running up, making the catch on the run. And out of bounds with it is Colton Hinnish. And he's obviously okay.
Yes, he is. And he had to really run forward to catch that ball because it died in a hurry. And then he put the lift drill on a would-be tackler right in front of his teammates, who got a kick out of that.
Hinnish on the return. And Kennedy with great field position again in Linmar territory with 5:05 to play. And we'll run this Kennedy play here first. Cotton and Harris out to the right. Hendra tail the tandem in the eye for the Cougars. Drish the fullback, and he'll get it on the little fullback counter. And he falls inside the 35 for 6, down to about the 34-yard line. All right, Jeff, we'll go down to you on the sidelines.
Number 22, Max Grease, the ball carrier, tackle made by number 70, Luke Gaffney. Second down.
Trying. We're five stories up, John. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work.
Yep. And sometimes batteries let us down, too. It's hard to say.
I've got another one for Jeff at halftime. On first down, here is the give, or second down, make that. Hendren trying to get to the corner, puts a stiff arm on. Gets inside the 30, and he's down to about the 25, and he'll have a first down, as he will go for about 9 on that particular run. Talk to both coaches coming up at the halftime break.
Tackle made by Abbas Kemakai.
As Jeff will talk with both of those folks. And Abbas Kemakai on the stop. That I've been waiting all night to say that name.
Glad it was you.
160-pound junior. But a first down for the Cougars. Stops the clock, 4:18 to play here in the first half. Kennedy has thrown one pass tonight. But that's Cougar football. High formation again, and we're going to get a timeout by Brian White as the play clock was down to 1. And that is it for timeouts here in the first half. Wonder if Jeff remembers the question you were going to ask him.
Did you? I remember.
Okay, go ahead.
Wow, it's working now. Awesome.
Yes.
Marcus Orr has no time to throw the football at all. As soon as the Kennedy is pinning their ears back, and they are sending three or four guys at him every single time, and they're just sinking the rest of the guys back. Sometimes it's Cade Parker, sometimes it's Ostendorf, sometimes it's not. And right now, every time Marcus Orr throws the football or has an attempt, he's getting hit by two or three white uniforms, and he's getting hit hard every single time.
And you can kind of, he's getting tired of it right now. But that's exactly what Kennedy's been doing since the first drive. Instead of sitting back in zone and playing defense, they're just going to rush the passer. Yep. They're going to run the passer, and they're going to play that nasty defense.
Yeah, you're the only, I think Jeff's the only one that's not blitzing right down there on the field. He could do it, though. He could do it. First down, Cougars. On the 24-yard line, off the timeout, dropped snap. White picks it up, though, but he's going to lose about a yard back to the 25-yard line. So that could have been a disastrous for the Cougars. This is a big defensive stand right now, I think, for Linmar, John, for this 4 minutes.
It really is. They've got to deny points on the board here. Another short porch for Kennedy's offense, and they would dearly love to get another seven up on the board. But you're right, Scott. The defense for Linmar has to stand tall right now.
Second down and 11. White off the fake. He's going to throw it. Being pressured. Trying to get away. Got away from the first one. Backing his way toward the line of scrimmage. And going to lose about a yard. He was being chased in there by Carolyn. Ikaru Carolyn.
Again, another would-be pass that had to turn into Max White scrambling for anything he could get. And great pursuit on the backside from Linmar's defense.
Kennedy with a third and long, a third and 12, 3:10, clock rolling. Cougars up 30-7. Jefferson has gone out in front of Muscatine, 3-0 in the second quarter, and a Jacob Cross 41-yard field goal. Here, Kennedy up by 23. White going to run. Turns it up. Under pressure, and down he goes. Got maybe a yard, and that was it. They showed the pass, and then they went short side there, and the tackle made by Cam Walker.
Now that brings up fourth down. Ball's at the 25 of Linmar here. Coaches on the Kennedy sideline deliberating with a group of white jerseys very close to them. Brian White looking at the clock, letting it run down, and talking to one of the side judges there. Probably going to take another timeout here just before the clock would expire.
Well, according to my calculations, Kennedy didn't have one, but scoreboard shows they have one.
Yes, they do.
And must have had one because they're going to take it. Well, that is all they get. Linmar's got one timeout remaining as well. We'll have scores coming your way at the halftime break. And might have a talk with Linmar Athletic Director Dave Brown. Said he was going to try to make his way up here.
Didn't get to talk to him on the tailgate tour today?
We did not. We talked with everyone, I think, at Linmar but Dave. And he was doing double duty today. So.
Well, we'll have to get him in here. He's always got a lot of good things to say about a very, very good school district, Linmar.
Heard a fascinating number today from Dave. He said, I believe, 270 in the Linmar band.
I walked by them on the way here, and it did take me a while to get past them.
That's a $5 cab ride to get around the Lion band.
It was Moses and the Israelites leaving the Egypt there. They were looking for the Red Sea to part somewhere.
So 4th and 11, Cougars are going to go for it. They are 1 of 1 on fourth down tries. White gets a shotgun snap. Back to throw. Throws the middle of the field, and it's intercepted. Tipped and intercepted at about the 8-yard line. Second pick of the night by the Lions. And coming up with that interception was Sam Starnes, the middle linebacker.
Not a bad trade-off all in all for Kennedy.
No, not really. Lions take over. As Linmar is going to be pinned back at their own 9-yard line with exactly 2 minutes to play here in the half.
Max White did throw that into a bevy of both color jerseys there.
Lions first down at the 9. They'll send a man in motion from right to left. Trips to the left side now for Linmar. Or in the shotgun, gets a snap, back to throw, rolls left. Pass deflected, incomplete. Deflected the line of scrimmage by Nolan Jacobs, who got in there again for the Cougars.
Yeah, Jacobs didn't have a shot at blocking the ball. but he did hit maybe with either his pads or his helmet or his follow-through on his hand hit the pads of Jacobs. And, you know, the hand isn't really used to hitting helmets and shoulder pads a lot.
8 of 14 tonight for Marcus Orr. Second down and 10 for the Lions. Same formation from their own 9-yard line with a minute 55 to play in the half. Parker again showing blitz. Low snap, and they'll keep it on the ground, and White trying that counter on the read option going right, and he's swallowed up for a loss back to the 6. Kennedy can't stop the clock, though. Cale Knox again. And he has had a tremendous first half. You love to have an active nose guard. And both these teams got him. A couple of juniors, Chris Baker for Linmar and Cale Knox for Kennedy. Third down and long for Linmar. Third and 13 with a minute 17 to play in the half. Orr in the gun. White on his left side. Gets a snap back to throw. Looking left. And he's swallowed up in the end zone. That's going to be another safety. Ostendorp was in there. Knox was in there again for the Cougars, but I think it was Jay Ostendorp.
It was Jay Ostendorp for sure. Just came in and wrapped him up, and there was no way that Orr could have gotten rid of the ball. His drop back was too far. There's no way he could have dived in up to the 1-yard line. He just had to accept another safety.
Well, we haven't seen a two safety half in a long time. If you have that on your bingo card, you can get rid of that. But we've got it tonight. As this,
two safeties and two blocked punts by Linmar.
This was a 7-7 game midway through the first quarter. Midway through the second quarter. And it has just been an absolute avalanche by the Kennedy Cougars.
Yep, nightmare second quarter for Linmar.
And now the Lions will have to free kick it again. Last time they tried this, Kennedy ran it back for a touchdown.
Brantley Koski back again, along with Caron Hendred. Either one of them are a threat to do it.
As the Lions will kick it away. Here's the approach, and they're going to try a little onside kick trickeration, but the Cougars were right there. And Kennedy falls on it, as coming up with the ball for Kennedy was Ethan Sullivan at the 37-yard line.
Number 63, Ethan Sullivan recovers the...
This will be the fifth possession in a row Kennedy has started inside Linmar territory.
We saw that last night enough.
Boy, that's just a recipe for a long night for the opposing team. What they have going in their favor right now, however, Linmar does, is they've only got minute 7 that they've got to try and defend these 37 yards.
And no timeouts.
And no timeouts for Kennedy.
Fluhop will come wide to the right side. Cody Fluhop for the Cougars. Max White in the pistol here. He's got Hendred behind him, offset eye to the left, and they're going to go with a little double reverse pass. Koski's going to throw it. White's open, 15 to the 10, and tackled right there at the 10-yard line by Cam Gunther.
They're going to need to hurry up here because he didn't get out of bounds, so the clock will stop with the chains moving, but as soon as those chains are set, the officials are going to crank the clock. Kennedy's got a man down, however.
Yes, they do, and that's, I think, Caron Hendred. I think Hendred is the man down. Koski is a good passer. And Kennedy trying a little something.
Koski's one of those guys, Scott. He just wears so many hats. And every time he puts a different one on, he sticks in his thumb and pulls out a plum. He's just one of those guys that you want to get the ball to him when he's on offense. You want the opposition throwing towards his numbers on defense. And when he's got a chance for either a punt return or a kick return, he's going to make you pay. The guy's just a winner.
It's going to be a cramp for Caron Hendred as Lynn Groth, the Kennedy trainer out there, as well as the Kennedy medical staff, the team doctors as well, And now the Cougars have it, first and goal right at the 10-yard line. Kennedy has to score a touchdown. There's no first downs. Trips to the left, flew hop to the right side. White with Koski, the setback. And White's got it, rolling to the left side. White is going to tuck it under. Splits defenders, gets down to the 5-yard line. But like you said, John, they're going to have to hurry.
And they are. They're sprinting right over to the line as the ball is set down for play.
38, 37, clock ticking, 36. Second down and goal, Kennedy at the 5-yard line. Here's White. Guns the corner, the end zone intercepted. Intercepted over there by the Lions. Was that Centers again? And it was.
Pass intercepted by number 14, Jaron Centers.
Jaron Centers with his second pick of the night and his third of the year for the sophomore.
Yeah, and that's the third interception tonight by Max White.
And the Lions will have it. And that was a game saver right there. It's still going to be a pretty wicked uphill climb, but that saved a lot of things right there.
Well, that was huge for the defense to come up with that turnover. Linmar needed that in the worst way.
And I think the Lions are just going to take a knee here and go to the clubhouse. Or we'll take a knee and Kennedy can't stop it. That'll take us to halftime. And a 32-7 lead for the Kennedy Cougars. And we're going to hear from head coach Brian White of Kennedy with Jeff Moss coming up. And way over there on the other side. And we got you, Jeff.
That's the end of the second quarter.
And going to be a happy Brian White, I would imagine. We'll go down to Jeff at the 50-yard line.
Hey, thanks a lot, Scott. Brian White, head coach. The big second. All three phases of the game. I know there's some turnovers, but you guys really took control in the second quarter.
Yeah, those turnovers. I'll tell you, you know, what really turned it around was we gave up a good drive on the first drive. We knew that play was coming. We saw it in pregame. We didn't defend it. We made a couple of changes. You know, started opening up the blitz game a little bit, and I think that
was big to set up short fields.
Yeah, it certainly is. You have kids just out there making plays, and that's huge.
Brian, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, Brian White, head coach of the Cougars of Kennedy.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Halftime score,
ladies
Cougars
and
32, and the Linmar Lions 7. We're going to take a break, a two-minute timeout. We'll come back to Linmar Stadium for our halftime show after this. As you're listening to high school football, it's presented by Hills Bank here on KGYM.
Sarah Spain here. Now that I'm married and I have a mortgage, I need to start thinking about things like buying life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can't afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, and Mutual of Omaha, and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's less than a dollar a day. Cup of coffee costs you more than that. SelectQuote's breakthrough technology allows them to quickly match you with the best insurance company to find your best policy. Plus, quotes are free. Start protecting your family today. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-780-7070. That's 1-800-780-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com/Sarah. That's SelectQuote.com/Sarah.
Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 3 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
I am so happy that I found Smart FM.
Smart FM is a radio station at 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 in Iowa City. Smart FM plays a broad variety of smart rock. Smart FM artists may include The Beatles, Boston, The Rolling Stones, Chicago, Aerosmith. Genres of smart rock include rock, pop rock, new wave, and alternative. Any and all are not uncommon to experience while listening to Smart FM. At times, smart rock includes deeper tracks and even live tracks from artists you haven't heard from in quite a while. Smart FM may cause excessive periods of listening.
Smart rock makes me so happy.
Welcome back to halftime here at Linmar Stadium. Scott Udash, John Hagerty, Jeff Moss with you. The halftime score, the Kennedy Cougars 32 and the Linmar Lions 7. And I think everybody, at least on this side of Linmar Stadium, is pretty stunned. I think including us, this was a 7-7 game. A 7-7 game, John. In the second quarter, not too far into the second quarter, and here we are 32-7 at the break.
Yeah, this is sometimes what happens to young teams with growing pains, and you got to take baby steps every so often because the roof will cave in and things just seem to snowball, and that's what happened in that second quarter. The veteran team, Kennedy Cougars, with a lot of seniors out there, been around when the bullets are flying a lot more than Linmar has, and they just knew how to take advantage of that avalanche, and just the snowball just kept rolling. So, you know, halftime couldn't have come at a better time here for Paul James. He's got to get his guys in that locker room and regroup. A lot of things to talk about. Kennedy going to have some things they're going to talk about too, but my goodness, if you're Paul James, you got to start with special teams, don't you?
Yeah, you had
especially the punt team.
Two punts blocked. You gave up two safeties, which not really as far as the special teams are concerned, but it just got away from things for Linmar for about a three-minute period.
Yeah, really the only thing that's gone wrong for the Kennedy Cougars is they've thrown three interceptions, and a couple of those were ill-timed and at tough spots on the field. You know, it's 32-7 Kennedy right now. You could add another 14 on. If they don't throw those two interceptions, Scott.
Absolutely. And kept Linmar in the game, so to speak, anyway. Halftime stats looking like this. Total yardage at halftime. Kennedy with 173 yards at the break to 65 yards for the Linmar Lions. Kennedy with 135 on the ground, 38 through the air. Max White, 1-for-4 for 11 yards and 3 interceptions in the first half.
So he's actually 4-for-4.
Actually 4-for-4, depending on how you look.
Sorry, Cougar fans, I don't mean to make fun of that.
Brantley Koski with 1-for-1. He went for 27 yards in the first half of play. On the ground, Caron Hendren has carried it 9 times, 77 yards and a touchdown. Max White has carried it 8 times for 49 yards and a touchdown. Drish, 1 carry and 6. Parker, 1 carry and 3 yards. Kennedy with 6 first downs with 2 sacks. One of those sacks led to a safety in the first half of play. And for the Cougars, they were 1 out of 3 on third down tries and 1 for 2 on fourth down tries for the night. For Linmar, only 65 yards. Linmar had minus 18 yards in the second quarter of this ball game. By the way, Kennedy with 6 first downs, Linmar with 5 first downs in that first half of play. Lions, 67 yards passing, minus 2 net rushing in the first half. Bryson White so far has carried it 7 times for 14 yards, but other than that, it's been losses in the first half for Linmar. 8 of 14 for Marcus Orr in the first half. Martin has caught 3 for 40 and a touchdown. Stefan has caught 3 for 15. Centers has caught 1, and also Bryson White has caught 1 for the Lions. As we mentioned, 5 first downs for Linmar in the first half. Lions were 2 of 7 on third down conversions in the first half of play. Time of possession, 12 minutes and 20 seconds for Linmar to 11 minutes and 40 seconds in that first half for the Kennedy Cougars.
You know what's a little deceiving about those rushing stats for Linmar is that in the first quarter, Linmar was moving the ball on the ground. and then they just completely went away from it in the second quarter. That's going to be one of the things I'll bet Paul James and his assistants talk about, is let's go back out and try and get a little bit more diversification, a little bit more 50-50 run pass here in the second half.
Yeah, when Lindmar was going well, they had the running game established, which got Trey Martin loose in the Kennedy backfield, and that's what got the first points of the ball game, as Lindmar led 7-0 on that Orr to Martin 26-yard hookup, and that made it 7-0. And then it was all Kennedy after that. Caron Hendred took it in from 3 yards out on the ensuing drive, and it was 7-7. Max White, a 29-yard burst to make it 14-7. Hendred then took it in from 6 yards out, and that made it 21-7. We had the first of the two safeties then. That made it 23-7. Lindmar kicked it off. Kennedy ran the free kick back for a 60-yard Brantley Koski return for a score. That made it 30-7. And then the Cougars got another sack and a safety. This one from Jay Ostendorp, and that made it 32-7 here at the halftime break. And Kennedy will get the ball first to start the third quarter if they choose to.
Well, and that defense for Paul James's Lindmar Lions has got to rise up right away and not allow them to score on that first possession if they're going to have any hope of getting back into this ball game.
Absolutely. So it's a 32-7 score here at halftime. We'll try to catch a word from Paul James coming up here as the Lions come back out onto the field. Try to get you some scores. Oh, John's working on it here. As we have Cedar Falls on top of City High, that's 21-7. Xavier Decorah, 7-7. Huh. Yeah, I would not have believed that one going up there.
Beware of long bus rides.
West Delaware leading Marion 20-7. Regina shutting out Anamosa 28-0. Ankeny Centennial leading Urbandale, the Jayhawks, 27-7. Dowling and Valley meeting tonight. 14-9, Dowling on top. Valley won last year, remember.
Yes, they did.
In the regular season. Waukee leading Southeast Polk, 29-14. Ankeny shutting out Johnson, 17-0. Waterloo West leading Mason City, 27-6. Our South Gym games got Solon on top of West Liberty, 14-0. And at halftime, Jeff and Muscatine are tied at 6. So some of the scores are out there right now. But that Xavier score is the one that catches my eye, no doubt about it.
Well, Decorah is, they're a proud football school. They've got a lot of tradition there, and for them to have taken it in the chops the way they did in first week, now granted it was Waukon, who's one of the best teams in the state bar class, that's part of the caveat there. But yeah, Decorah, you know, they knew that Xavier was going to come on a long bus ride up there and get off, maybe be a little bit cold, and decided to just come out, I guess, at least in the first half and give Xavier their best game.
And Valley and Dowling going at it tonight. And, of course, a week from tonight, the Valley Tigers come to Eastern Iowa with Gary Swenson and company. They will take on these Kennedy Cougars at Kingston next Friday night. So we'll be it's a double dip at the old gray lady next week for us.
Yeah, and of course we love that. But, boy, that matchup last year down at Valley did not go the way that Brian White and his Cougars wanted to at all. And he told us earlier in the season, they have not forgotten that.
And here's a halftime score. Bettendorf 35, West High nothing. And, wow. That's one. That one's going to answer or raise some eyebrows, I think, just by the score and the margin. As man alive, Valley, or excuse me, Bettendorf having their way right now at the halftime break. Washington, Iowa. We're going to see Washington, Iowa, and Liberty next week. Could be a 2-0 versus 2-0, and Washington, Iowa leading Oski 35-12. That is at halftime. Mentioned 6-6, Muscatine and Jefferson. Halftime, Solon now up 28-0 on West Liberty at the break. See if we can find some other scores here. Babe Bowie of Bettendorf, 199 yards in the first half. And already Bettendorf folks tweeting out school record 310 by some guy named Banks in 1991, who was pretty darn good.
Tavian Banks, he was a Hall of Famer to be sure for the Bulldogs.
So those are some of the halftime scores. Pella leading, I believe, Mount Pleasant, 34-20. That is at the halftime break, as the Dutch have another very good team. What's new, right? What's new there? Jefferson and Muscatine, we mentioned that's a very key game, and they are tied up right now at 6-6, and that is at halftime over at Kingston Stadium. We'll see the Jayhawks and these Lions next Thursday night over at Kingston Stadium. And that should be a very interesting game coming up, depending what happens on the second half here and the second half over there. But we'll find out. We'll hope to get a word from Paul James coming up as we get into the second half here from Lindmar Stadium. Tomorrow morning, we've got the Big 12 show coming your way at 8 a.m. on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, and then Coach's Corner at 9 o'clock. And that will be on all three frequencies, 1600, 107.5, and 106.3. UNI football tomorrow, the Panthers' home opener against Southern Utah, and that will be at 3 o'clock from the Dome. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then more college football tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, LSU and Texas tomorrow night. That one should be fun.
That's going to be a fun one to watch.
From Austin, coming up tomorrow evening. We'll see if we can. Jeff Moss is going to try to track down Paul James, who probably not going to be in the greatest of moods.
Well, it's always a little tricky, too, because Paul's trying to hustle his way back up to the press box, too.
Correct. So we'll try to get that done if we can. Jeff is a very resilient sideline man. And if anybody can do it, he can do it. As Lindmar makes their way back out here for the second half of play. As the Lions coming out now, and Kennedy coming out of the northeast tunnel as well. And trying to spot Jeff here. I have not spotted him as of yet. Got to get him one of those yellow construction vests. You think he'd like that? A Hills Bank yellow construction vest.
With a big H on it.
Yeah, we're proudly adorned with our Hills Bank T-shirts here. As Hills Bank, of course, the presenting sponsor of high school football here on KGYM. Well, 32-7 at a 25-point margin. We're 10 away from that 35-point continuous clock. Last thing that Lindmar wants to have tonight. As Kennedy looks to win their fifth straight in this series. And tonight celebrates its 26th matchup over the years, with Kennedy holding a 14-11 advantage over the Lindmar Lions.
For those of you that have never been to Lions Field.
I found Jeff, by the way.
The one thing that Paul James has in his favor is that there is an elevator from the ground floor all the way up here.
That's true, but it's probably longer to get to the elevator than it is to just go up the stairs. Of course, you're not going up the stairs. That's the key, isn't it? That is the key here. And we'll see. The rest of the staff is out, so I wonder if Paul circumvented everyone here and made a left turn at Albuquerque on you, Jeff. But you tried. You're down there trying, and I give you an A for effort, my friend. But it's not as easy as it was at Kingston when Paul was with Washington, because you knew he had to go up. There was no elevator. There was one way up, and there was one way down, and you knew where he would be.
Exactly.
There are multiple ways to get up to the top here at Lindmar Stadium. So Paul has probably done that. Well, what are you looking for in the second half here? If you're Kennedy, you got to keep it on the ground. Just run behind those big hosses up front. And if you're Lindmar, you can't abandon the run game, but I think we're going to see Marcus Orr throw it a whole bunch.
Well, this first possession for Kennedy's offense is so crucial. If they can go down and stick another seven on the board, I don't know how that just doesn't deflate Linmar between the ears. They had the halftime to regroup. They're going to come back out. They're going to redouble their effort now. But if they go down another seven at this point, and the 32 ends up at 39, boy, now all of a sudden that's morally very difficult.
Jeff, you tried, and we give you an A-plus for effort, man.
Well, he tricked me. He's on the sideline.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he snuck down here. I was waiting to take him up the ramp, and he snuck by me onto the – so he's down the second half.
All right, very good. A little different perspective for Paul James here in half number two. And with a young team, I don't blame Paul for coming down here.
You know, I wonder if he maybe felt a little bit as though his presence down on the field was needed with these young guys. We talked with Paul back in when he was the head coach at Washington about how he had the ability with a lot of those teams to just know that the senior leadership, for example, would take care of his lack of presence right there on the sideline. Maybe he's decided here in the second half he just needs to be down there and be able to get in the ear hole, if nothing else, of guys as they come off the field and do some of those things. Not that the assistant coaches aren't doing a great job, because they are, of course, but, you know, sometimes you just need to see your leader out in front of you like that.
Absolutely. High school football presented by Hills Bank here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, KGYMradio.com, and the KGYM radio app. Here's a run-up by Alex Cochran and the kick. Short kick coming to the near side, taken at the 18. Koski, 25 to the 30, tries to kick it to the outside and gets bulldogged down at the 29-yard line. Lions special teams coming through right there, as Devin Deitch on the stop for the Lions. And Kennedy will have it at the 29-yard line.
First time since the first drive of the game that Kennedy has had to start a possession in their own territory.
Max White, the quarterback for the Cougars. Caron Hendren had a little bit of a cramping situation toward the back half of that half, but he was back out there for the kickoff, and I would anticipate him coming out for half number two. Reed Packabear going to line up as the tight end on this particular drive, the 6'2", 185-pound junior. First down, White will get it, starts up the middle, tries to kick it to the outside, crosses the 30, and dives ahead to about the 33-yard line for a pickup of four.
Would not be surprised one bit if the defensive coordinators for Linmar have got somebody designated as the shadow or spy on Max White tonight.
Chris Baker on the stop for the Lions as Drew Bartles comes in with the play for Kennedy from the sidelines.
Your attention, please, with Nick Gorsuch, please report to the press box.
It'll be second down and five. They'll give White five to about the 34-yard line. Hendred, the lone setback. Now he'll go to the right hip of Max White, the quarterback. Double tight ends are going to keep it short side on the ground. White turns it up, 35 to the 40-yard line. He's got a first down. As he goes to the 43-yard line, Trey Martin, one of the Lions in there, along with Gabe Guerrero on the stop.
That's just a simple, unbalanced line there, Scott, but they're running away from the stack side and into the boundary on the short side.
So Kennedy tried some things. Hey, give Valley everything you can throw onto a film. Film. Huddle. I'm living in the 80s here, John, with the film. First down and 10. They're going to short side again. White turns the corner, 45 to the 50, in Linmar territory, spinning his way inside the 40 and down to the 38-yard line. 20 yards on that run for Max White. They went away from the strong side that time.
Yep, and away from the wide side as well. They're running into the short side of the field and right into the Linmar sideline, and there's a lot of coaches wearing white polo shirts right now. They're kind of scratching their head for Linmar, and they're talking amongst themselves, we're going to make a defensive adjustment.
Cougars, again, going unbalanced to the right side this time. Down to 12 in the play clock. 10-10 to play here in the third quarter. White up the middle, gaping hole to the 30. Cuts it left, 25. Cuts it back to the 20-yard line and brought down there. And that's going to go for 19 more for Max White. Third first down of this drive for Kennedy, all on the ground.
Scott, have you ever seen a back that was not a prototypical fullback run with the body lean that Max White does? And yet he's so shifty and he reads the field so well. Guy's got incredible lateral vision and movement.
Cotton left, level to the right side for the Cougars. Fluhop, that tight end way on the right side of the unbalanced line. Five-man front. They'll hand it off to Hendren going right. He got cut down right at the line of scrimmage. Good job by the front of the Linmar defense.
Carrying Hendren, the ball carrier, tackle made by Dylan Page.
As Page on the stop right there for the Lions. A junior 210-pound left defensive end. So second down and 10 coming up. Kennedy in the red zone, up 32-7. With coming up on 9 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Connor Colby playing left tackle. The future Hawkeye next to Cody Fluhop. Kennedy again goes unbalanced this time to the left. Play clock to 5. Off the fake, White flips it into the flat, almost intercepted. Through the hands of the intended receiver, Packabear, and it'll be third down.
Right there where Packabear could catch it, but he tipped it and it went straight up into the air, dangerously close to being picked off as it fell back down to the ground.
So it'll be third and 10 for the Cougars. And like you said at halftime, John, Kennedy could actually have some more points here. The offense is not clicked probably like Brian White and Kyle Knock would have liked inside the red zone. Hendren flip-flops, goes from right hip to left hip, and he'll get it on the counter. Starts to the right, little stutter move, cuts it up at the 20-yard line and down to only the 17, maybe the 16. And the Cougars will face a 4th and 6.
You know, this has got nothing to do with the play right now, Scott, but how many penalties have there been in this game? I don't.
None.
I was going to say, I don't think I've seen a hanky on the ground yet.
So either
these officials are just letting them play.
Either it's been the cleanest game of all time, or there's a late dinner reservation somewhere in Marion. Kennedy's going to go for it on 4th down. They're 1 out of 2 tonight. They're going to go with the triple stack dive. Long count, and White's going to turn. He's going to go left. He's got Parker blocking out in front. 10 to the 5. Tripped up there, but it'll be a 1st and goal coming up for Kennedy.
There's one.
And a late one coming in.
This will be a dead ball foul.
And the ball carrier
had to separate some players down there.
Gain of 11 if it stands. It's got to be after the end of the play.
Yeah, there was nobody on the ground. There was no fisticuffs. I'm sure that this was a verbal infraction, shall we say.
That was just a power stacked eye, naked boot with Parker pulling in front. Comes the official. Dead ball, personal foul. Linmar, dead ball, personal foul, Kennedy. They'll wipe out, and it'll be 1st and goal.
Well, in keeping with no flags, I would have expected that. Offsetting penalties.
So we still have no flags, technically. First and goal, Kennedy Cougars. Looking every bit the part of the number 9 team in 4A tonight. Cougars will send Packerbeer out to the right side. They're going to stay with that triple stack power eye. From the left hash mark, give to the third back through Cade Parker, and he dives ahead for about half of the yardage down to the 3.
There will be no juking or sidestepping when Cade Parker gets the ball. It's just, here comes the battering ram, and is your door going to be strong enough to hold us?
Tape's not, obviously. Cade Parker, future Coyote, going to South Dakota to play his college football. So sure we'll see him in the dome at least once, if not twice. Same play, little naked boot coming to the right. White got high load this time. Back at the 5-yard line, Mazinski, the sophomore linebacker, that outside man, got him. 5'9", 175 pounder.
Good job of adapting and looking at the play and reading it well by the defense there for Linmar.
Third and goal back just across the 5 now coming up for the Kennedy Cougars. The other thing, John, is that it's 32-7. You want to get the ball back. You're itching to get back into it. Kennedy's held the ball for half of the third quarter.
Boy, they're just eating up the clock.
Drish, the fullback. Hendred, the tail. Here's White. Hands it off. Hendred, huge hole, and just waltzes into the end zone for the touchdown.
There's the hat trick for Kieron Hendred.
And Kennedy now up 38-7. And that right side of that line just absolutely gutted the Linmar defensive front.
Well, that's got to be very deflating mentally for Linmar as well.
That drive took nearly half of quarter three.
Well, and it's been probably 40 minutes since the offense for Linmar has seen the field.
Extra point try on the way. It is up and it is good. 6:26 to play here in the third. Now Cedar Rapids, Kennedy 39 and Linmar 7. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back with a kickoff here at Linmar Stadium. Right after this, you'll listen to high school football on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
39-7, Kennedy on top. Xavier has taken a 15-14 lead up at Decorah. Up in the valley. A beautiful Winnesheek County. As the Saints fight for their lives up there against the Vikings.
Yeah, that's a game that I don't think very many people thought Decorah had much of a chance in. And I don't think Dwayne Schulte probably real happy right now.
We'll give you a little Xavier sidebar coming up here. Here's a kick, another squibber, and will be touched up at the 30-yard line. The sophomore game tonight was won by Kennedy 14-7 over Linmar. And the young man at the quarterback for the Linmar Lions, sophomores, a man by the name of McCade Jelinek. And if that name sounds familiar, dad is Adam, former All-Stater at Prairie, football and baseballer. Grandpa Adam, or Grandpa Craig.
Longtime Prairie head coach from football and Jefferson Football Hall of Fame.
And Xavier assistant coach up through this year. And there's our first flag. Hard count, and Kennedy jumps.
You know, speaking of bloodlines a little bit here, I don't know how this just came to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, but wasn't Cade Parker's dad, Jamie Parker?
That is correct.
And didn't he go on and play, have a nice career at Warburg?
Yep. That's Cade's.
So Cade's kind of a block off the old chip, wasn't he?
Yes, he is. Jamie was a very good football player. First and 5 at the 35-yard line. After the 5-yard mark off, Cougars showing blitz. Turn, handoff up the middle, and White swallowed up.
Oh, I forget about that.
Maybe a yard for Bryson White.
But you know what? They're going back to the rushing attack and trying some different things to diversify their offense here. They didn't get much, maybe a yard on that, but I think that keeps the defense honest.
Shamarion Graham on the stop. Ostendorp, Parker, and Graham, those three linebackers, are solid as you get. Second down and 4. Coming up for Linmar. They're going to go in the eye here. Two receivers out to the left side. Long count or to throw. Rolling left. Graham chasing him. Or in trouble, and Jacobs collects him and just tosses him down. Another sack for Nolan Jacobs.
Nolan Jacobs has been a nightmare tonight for Marcus Orr. He has been in his face or running him down from behind on virtually every other play that he's tried to get a pass off of.
He's one of the three D1 players for this Kennedy football team. A future Bison, I believe. North Dakota State. I believe it's North Dakota State.
That's right.
Third down and long. 10 on the play clock. Coming up in 5 minutes to play in the third. 39-7. Kennedy on top. Three-man front. Kennedy showing blitz. Orr will turn, and they'll keep it on the ground. And a handoff coming on the counter and close to a first down, but just shy was Bryson White. As Paul James went with the little fooling run there.
Nicely blocked by the left side of the offensive line for Lenmar.
Going to go for 13 there. And it's a fourth down and a long yard coming up for Lenmar, and the punt team's not out there. Why not go for it in this case? That's what Paul James is thinking.
You've got to have a little faith in your team right now at this point.
Zarodnik, Geitmeier out to the right side for the Lions. And now Lenmar is going to burn a timeout. Timeout for Lenmar with 4:11 to play here in the quarter. We'll take it with him. It's Kennedy 39 and Lenmar 7 back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Adams.
Did you know the Army Reserve offers careers part-time?
We have Army Reserve units all over the state of Iowa.
Are you looking to start college or continue with your education?
The Army offers $4,500 for tuition assistance a year, plus student loan repayment up to $50,000.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall, or call us at 319-395-9834.
We live here, we work here, we serve here. Thank you and hope to see you soon.
Hills Bank bringing you high school football again here tonight, week two Friday. Don't forget the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard with Mr. Jeff Downing. And a cast of thousands coming up as soon as the ball game is finished. 4:11 to play, third quarter here from Lenmar Stadium in front of what was a capacity crowd. Pretty darn close, about 7,000 or 8,000. Fourth and a long yard, Lenmar going from it for it from their own 38.5-yard line. 15 on the play clock. Orr is under center. Got the eye behind him. Long count. Tight end to the right. Going to throw. A little flip to Zarodnik and makes the catch for the first down as he gets to the 42-yard line.
And again, getting up very slowly from his backside because he got whacked again. But first down was taken care of, and that's the guy you probably want to go to a little more often.
First catch tonight for the 6'6", Will
Zarodnik. They have not used him much at all, and they need to get the ball in his hands.
Last week, Zarodnik caught 5 catches for 2 touchdowns and 88 yards. Play clock down to 9, and the Lions trying to get into formation here. Down to 3. Down to 2, and they will get it off. Orr, back to throw. Deep drop, being chased, rolling to the near side, and took a shot.
He's got to run out of bounds on that.
At the 40-yard line from Jay Ostendorf.
Marcus Orr, the ball carrier.
Oh, Marcus, you got to go out of bounds. Don't lower your shoulder, son.
And, well, it's interesting you say that. Paul James talked about with us on the tailgate today that last week, Marcus showed a lot of moxie, he said, just getting the extra yard, but you got to pick your moments.
Yeah, you got to live to play another down, too.
And that was not one of the moments.
This situation against this team with this score, I don't think that's what you want to do.
Second down, a little more than 10. 3:17 clock running. Kennedy up 39-7. Raider formation defensively for the Cougars, and the handoff. Coming left off tackle, and Kate Parker makes a stop on White. Jacobs in there. Sham Graham also in there for the Cougars. White tonight has carried the ball 10 times for 27 yards. The Kennedy defense has been very stout in this one. Third and long. for Lindmar. They're 3 of 8 on third down tries. And the Cougars jump. Right side of that defensive line jumping. And going to be a dead ball.
That's all the looks of a nice hard count, but I'm not sure.
Indication encroachment against
Kennedy. Kennedy is just pinning their ears back.
Third down 5 from the Lion 47.
So it's now third down and about 4 from the 47. Lindmar, they need to get to the Kennedy 48, just outside the 48-yard line. Twins to the right side. Or in a long count. And they jumped again. Kennedy's pointing at the Lion right side of their offensive line.
Well, and it's coming from one of the Kennedy hybrids, too, who's putting his fist down in the turf, Scott. And he's so far away from the ball, he's not watching the snap of the ball. He's listening to the cadence, which is always a mistake.
Going to go against Kennedy. And that will give Lindmar the first down.
Encroachment penalty against Kennedy.
We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza player of the game at the conclusion of this one. The Happy Joe's Pizza today lasted about 4 minutes for the kids.
That's the way it should be.
As that did not take long to devour on the north side of the building. From the 47. Well, have we set a record here?
Let's make it 15 free yards.
Another 5-yard mark off. Jeff is the only one that is not jumping off sides, are you?
No, I am not. We go from no penalties to a whole bunch right in a row. Hey, this has, just really quick, Valley leads Dowling, 29-22, 3:38 to go.
Wow, interesting. Valley comes here next week. Here's a little flip pass into the flat, incomplete, as that was intended for Chris Baker. That's a Paul James staple, that little fullback coming out of the backfield and the little floater.
You know, it's money in the bank. It's a great play, and he's used it so well through the years. But, again, quarterback or under pressure had to get rid of that ball sooner than he would have liked to. I mean, so he didn't quite get the visual on it that he needed.
And I think we got a new quarterback. We do. Andrew Knipper is in there, the sophomore. And Orr is being looked at along the sideline on that right shoulder. And a handoff, and White goes down in a heap. Going to lose about 3. Yep, the Knipper is in, the 6'5 sophomore.
Bryson White, the ball carrier, and
run out of bounds, son.
Yeah. Looking at that right shoulder area right now. And Jeff's down there, and he's going to eavesdrop, listen in, and we'll go down to him in a couple plays here. But I know Paul James and the Lions, they like Knipper. He's the heir apparent, 6'5", playing a little tight end this year as well.
Baptism by fire here.
Third down and a bunch, and he's going to keep it on the ground. Just a straight-ahead handoff to White. And not White, check that. That's Spillman. Ezekiel Spillman carried it that time. And he will go for about 3.
Tackled by Nolan Jacobs.
These are down to 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. And Lindmar's going to go for it with Mr. Knipper. Zorodnik in there. He'll split out to the right. Dietmeyer going out that way as well. As Spillman going to stay in there, the 5'7 senior. Knipper on the fake, rolling right, being chased, steps up, thrown down.
Oh my.
As that was Drew Bartles that put him down for the 4th Kennedy sack of the night.
Welcome to the NFL, son.
It may have felt like the NFL there. And Kennedy's going to take over on downs at the 45-yard line with 18 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
My stat sheet right here, Scott, is this quarter's about to expire. Each team had one possession.
Yep, so far.
My goodness.
Could be the final play of the third. Kennedy, first and 10 at the 45-yard line. And the handoff to Hendricks starts left. cuts back all the way across the field to the right, got a block, 50 to the 40, down the sidelines, tripped up as he got to the 30-yard line by Abbas Kimakai.
Really a touchdown-saving tackle, because if he gets past that shoestring, he cuts back against the grain, and there's nobody there left.
First and 10, Kennedy.
Hendrick goes for 30 on that one, and that's going to take us down to the end of the third quarter. At the end of the third quarter of play, it is number 9, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 39, and Linmar, 7. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-893-2288. That's 800-893-2288, 800-893-2288.
Fourth quarter getting underway. Kennedy with two 100-yard rushers in the game. Caron Hendred with 116. Max White with 110. And the Cougars with a first down at 10. At the Lion, 25-yard line, and White on the caper. Quarterback sweep with blockers in front, turns it up at the 20 to the 15 and rolled out of bounds as he takes it down to about the 14-yard line. And, well, check that. Yeah, the 14-yard line, that'll move the chains on the gain of 11. White now with 121 yards, Hendred with 116 yards.
Max White reads blocks so much better than the average running back or quarterback. It's phenomenal. You can tell he's a coach's kid, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Kennedy with 238 yards on the ground. 276 through three quarters and 69 for the Lions as Hendrick takes it off tackle left and gets inside the 10 and down to the 8-yard line as he will go for 7. And Jeff, real quick, I mean, throw it to you. Did you find out anything with Marcus Orr's injury?
It doesn't appear like maybe it's serious. They were reaching up under the shoulder pad, feeling the collarbone. He doesn't have any discomfort on his face, but for how many shots that he's taken tonight, it just could be some infection or something like that. He did try to move his arm in a throwing motion a little bit, and I think they're going to be done for the night for Orr.
And here's Hendren with the Bundy. Up the middle, fourth touchdown as Hendrick takes it in from 8 yards out, and I think that's going to get us to the moving clock.
Well, the Lions have, they've given it everything that a young team can possibly give the number 9 ranked team in the state, but they're just wearing down and they've shot themselves in the foot too many times, and they're going to learn from this, Scott. This is a learning experience.
And I think that's part of the reason why Paul James is down on the sidelines for this second half, because it is a learning experience. Extra point up, and it is good. 10:35 to play here in the ball game, and it's now Kennedy 46 and Linmar 7. We'll take a minute break, come back with a kickoff after this here on KGYM.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
Here's how we long for Skechers Wide Fit footwear.
I'm 6'5", and I can tell you there are certain challenges in life that only big guys understand. Regular clothes don't fit. Heck, regular cars don't fit. But when it comes to shoes, Skechers gets it. That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout, giving you room to breathe. And they've got Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort that lasts all day long.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold. Skechers, comfort included.
Welcome back here to Linmar Stadium. Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Jeff Moss with you. As the Cougars lead it comfortably 46-7 in this one. As Kennedy will get ready to kick it off one more time from right to left. Linmar expecting the squib kick, and they'll get the squib kick once again. And falling on it, one of the up backs at the 32-yard line. We'll see if Knipper will continue in the ball game. The young sophomore, and looks like he is. I got a feeling Marcus Orr is done. He's taking pads off now.
Well, let's hope that that is not anything that was either broken or dislocated, because that is one game young man, and he is such a talent at quarterback that we hope for the best for him.
And it's a short week, too, for Linmar. Keep that in mind. Turn around for next Thursday night. First and 10 from the 32-yard line. And Knipper with the toss sweep, trying to get to the corner is White. And turns it up and gets about a yard. And it will be second down and long. Trying to see if that was White or not. Was that 28? And I think it, no, it wasn't. It was 22. That's Cam Walker. So Walker gets a carry. And he goes for one. Lions will send Detmeyer in motion from right to left. Down to 8 in the play clock. Second down with 9:10 to play here in the ball game. Long count. Knipper on the fake, naked boot, rolls to the left side, lofts it too high for his receiver, incomplete.
Well, he did a little sidearm, too.
Good situation. Linmar's got some quarterbacks stacked up. We mentioned Mr. Jelinek on the sophomore level.
Third down, 9.
Well, with scoreboard reading 46-7, there's no reason not for both teams not to let some other guys play at this point.
Yep. Kennedy does have some new guys on defense. A lot of new guys on defense. Zary Washington, 6 foot, 240 pounder, is in there. And on third down, now keep it on the ground and back to the line of scrimmage is it. Not much there for Ezekiel Spellman. Doesn't matter who's in there for the Cougars. They're all making plays.
Well, barring somebody calling a timeout, this last 8 minutes is going to fly.
Cougars will go to 2-0. And probably can start to think about it. All right, we'll go down to Jeff after the punt coming up here. Mr. Cochran's going to kick it away. Oh, and the snap way over the punter's head.
Oh,
picked up. Actually, that was the backup punter in there. That was Deitmeyer to kick it away, and he did get rid of it. It's going to be a minus one net on the punt, and Kennedy will take over with about 7:25 remaining here in the ball game. Jeff, we'll go down to you on the sideline.
Yeah, guys. Two games at the Old Gray Lady next week and next Friday night. These Kennedy Cougars will probably be playing the new number one team in the state. Valley 29, Dowling 22. It's a final 2 years in a row. Valley beats Dowling.
Yep, and Dowling will probably say, wait till the playoffs. First and 10, Kennedy at the 31-yard line. As we got a new quarterback, Jonas Pingle in there, the senior signal caller for the Cougars, and he'll hand it off. As taking it inside the 30 for about 4 yards there for Kennedy is Ronald Black, 5'8", 170-pound senior running back. West Delaware leading Marion 26-14 late in the third, and Xavier leading Decorah 29-14. Colonels ahead too, 3-1. How about that? That'll make Andy Pantini happy down the way.
Whose voice we've heard quite often tonight.
Going to be a top 10 showdown at Kingston next week. Here's a toss to Black and hit in the backfield and brought down for a loss of a couple. Well, Valley knocks off Dowling. There is no better time, John, to face the Valley Tigers than the week after the big game with Dowling.
They're going to be fat and sassy for a couple of days, I got to think. And, you know, they'll get back to earth. Gary Swenson will bring them back to earth for practice next week. But, yeah, I agree. They will be ranked number one, Jeff. I think you're right. And, boy, wouldn't that be something if Kennedy can knock off the number one team?
They'll get a chance to do it. 5.5 to play here. Third down and 8. Four-man front for Linmar. Pingle on the counter. Gibb breaking a tackle to the 20, to the 15-yard line goes Jacob Vandersanden. And he's got a Cougar first down on that little fullback counter that Brian White and Kyle Knock love. That's the 13th. First down of the ball game for Kennedy. So Vandersanden getting into the act here for the Cougars. In the red zone once again. Wide side of the field to the left. Kennedy up 46-7. They'll keep it on the ground, and Black going to lose a yard. First Lion in there to hit him was Deitch, number 10, in there for the Lions. I like these uniforms, but they're hard in the eyes, and I can't wait to see the road ones next Thursday night.
And I'll disagree with you. I don't like them for a number of reasons.
Second down in 11.
I know the kids love them, though.
The kids love them at the 16. Turn, handoff, Black, second back through, runs into one of his blockers. Ran right into the back of Ethan Sullivan, got that yard back. 4 minutes to play here in the contest. Kennedy is going to go to 2-0 on the year. And Linmar will fall to 1-1. But I think this is an approved Lion team, though.
No doubt about it. And, boy, do they have a bright future ahead of them with all these young kids.
Going to have to hit the road next week to Jefferson on Thursday. There's Vandersanden again on that little fullback counter buck, and nothing doing. And it'll be a fourth down and 10 coming up for Kennedy. Valley beating Dowling 29-22 here tonight. Into the third quarter at Kingston. Jefferson 6, Muscatine 6, but the Jayhawks in the red zone, according to our embedded correspondent over there. From the 15 on fourth down, and tripped up is Black. And he's going to go down right at the line of scrimmage, and that will give it back over to Linmar with 2:50 to play.
And that will stop the continuous clock. No, it won't.
I think it's the referee's,
I beg your pardon,
discretion. And Ezekiah Leggins has taken it in, and Jeff up 13-6.
Well, remember that game last year down at Muscatine went to overtime, and the Muskies kind of edged out the Jayhawks. So anything can still happen there, I'm guessing.
Boy, it'd be a big win for Jeff, though, and for Chris Busing. First down from the 15-yard line. Linmar's got it back with 2:12, and the clock rolling here with Kennedy up 46-7. I formation, handoff to the fullback from Knipper, and taking it from the 15 to the 19-yard line is Gabe Guerrero. 5'10", 190-pound senior. Hager on the stop for the Cougars. There's a JV game tomorrow morning. A lot of these guys are out there right now are going to be playing tomorrow morning.
They're going to sneak peek at it, aren't they?
9 o'clock, I believe, I saw on the MVC schedule. Second down and 5 at the 20-yard line. Again, the handoff straight ahead. Crossing the 20 to the 21. And taking it that time for Lindmar was Spillman again.
Bryce and White, the ball carrier.
Nope, they got White back in there. What do you think about this Kennedy team, John?
I think that if they decide to put all of their best efforts into four quarters, they're going to be a team to be reckoned with. I think they've got to get a passing game, though, because when you get the Valley coming up here, Valleys and the Dowlings coming up, if all you do is run the ball, you will not beat them.
Third down, we've got movement on both sides. Right side of the Lindmar line, left side of the Kennedy line. And we're going to have a procedure penalty. First one of the night on Lindmar. We will talk with head coach Brian White of the Kennedy Cougars coming up.
I'll tell you this, Scott. This is perhaps one of the best defenses that we've seen in the metro area in a decade.
Yep.
That's how good this Kennedy defense is.
Well, Xavier's had some good ones. That's true. Third down, a little bootleg pass, and the catch made, and a big hit put on the receiver. And coming up with it for the Lions was Dylan Decliver.
Andrew Knipper's pass complete to number 88, Dylan Decliver.
And Decliver takes it to the 32-yard line. That's a pickup 11. He took a shot, too. And the eighth first down of the night for the Lions. First catch of the year for Decliver, and they'll keep it on the ground. Handoff going left side and down the sideline and out of bounds is 22. And no, that's 32 Guerrero. And that's going to take it to the end of the ball game. As the final play there goes for 28 yards for Guerrero, as the Cougars go to 2-0 as Kennedy wins it tonight here on the road at Lindmar, 46-7. We'll take a two-minute break and come back. We'll take a three-minute break, actually, and come back and have the postgame for you from Lindmar Stadium after this. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank here on KGYN.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
I'm Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio, and I have loved being a Dollar Shave Club member for years, and now you can join me by putting the quality of Dollar Shave Club's products to the test. The Ultimate Shave Starter Set has basically everything you need for an amazing shave. The Executive Razor, Shave Butter, Prep Scrub, and Post Shave Do. The best part is you can try for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular prices. Get yours at DollarShaveClub.com/Freddie. That's DollarShaveClub.com/FREDDIE.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-893-2288. That's 800-893-2288, 800-893-2288.
Back with you here at Lindmar Stadium, and let's go down to Jeff Moss on the playing surface. He's got Kennedy coach Brian White after this victory.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Brian. Game It's like I think all of us thought it was going to be. Lindmar comes down, scores. You guys answer. Here we go. This is going to be the game tonight. And then after that, you guys just got that snowball rolling down the hill, and you just kind of put it on it after that.
Well, first of all, the quarterback, Orr, is a tremendous quarterback, and we knew he was going to give us fits if we allowed him to throw. And, you know, our defensive game plan going into it obviously didn't work the first series, so we quickly made some adjustments, and I think those worked out for the best.
Defensively, how do you think?
You know, I thought we played fast. We played a little faster this week than we did last week, but I thought we were a lot more physical this week. And, you know, in the rugged 4A football conference in Iowa, you got to play physical football.
Two block punts, two safeties on the night. Special to any.
And that just goes to show, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can score in the game. And we really practiced hard on all three facets, offense, defense, and specials. And specials came up big tonight for us.
You know, there's a lot of guys that can. Probably one of them, but for the first 2 weeks, he's been one of your main guys.
And, you know, he's probably the quietest guy on our team, too. He just goes about his business, and he's a tremendous athlete, and it's nice to have a lot of weapons.
Coach, next week you'll be at home on Friday night. You went to Valley last year, and you said that's something that's stuck in this kid. Your kids. Night after they beat Dowling. Opportunity for your team,
and it should just be an unbelievable atmosphere. If the weather's good, man, it's going to be a packed house out there. And how much fun would that be, bringing in the number one team from the west side of the state? And let's line up and see what we can do. That's why we wanted them on the schedule.
Coach, we'll see you next Friday night at Kingston.
Thank you so much.
All right, Coach of the Kennedy Cougars, it's going to be a fun one next Friday. I think the Kennedy Cougars are ready to go. Just like he said, if you get a night, I'll be there. It's going to be a good weather night.
Yeah.
We're going to ball game next Friday.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's going to be, we'll hope for good weather next week, and we hope that a lot of people come out, because it has been a long time since anyone from central Iowa has made it out to Kingston, if ever has made it out to Kingston Stadium. I cannot recall anybody from the CIML coming over going back to the 70s.
The corridor area has sent some teams down there, but as for them coming up here, I don't remember it either. This is going to be a dandy.
Yep, so that'll be a lot of fun, and now Kennedy can look forward to it. But as Coach White said, it was offense, it was defense, it was special teams, and you name it. And after the first Lindmar drive of the night, just Kennedy owned it.
Yeah, it was a tough night after that first quarter for Lindmar. But you know what? This is what happens when you have a young team, a lot of sophomores and juniors playing for Paul James and the Lindmar team right now. And you know what? These guys are learning their lessons the hard way. But don't ever think they're not learning their lessons. These are things that are going to come back to them in the next year and 2 years here and really bode well for this Lindmar football program. And that's not to say that, you know, the next seven games, they're not going to do a lot of growing and have a lot of success there, too. They will. They played one of the best teams, certainly in Eastern Iowa tonight. And you know what's the old saying? What doesn't kill you just makes you stronger. This level of competition tonight is going to up the level of practice for Paul James' team. It's going to up the level of expectation for what you do in preparation mentally and physical for future games. I mean, these guys, this is a tough, tough lesson for the Lions to learn tonight, Scott. But you know what? They're multiple sport athletes. They're gamers. And they're young and resilient. They'll bounce back from it a lot quicker than us old coaches used to do it. I'll guarantee you that. So there are great things on the horizon for Paul James and his team.
Yep, and we will see them and how they respond next Thursday night over at Kingston.
That's right.
Against a Jeff team that was up 13-6. In their game against Muscatine. So
both these teams learned a lot about themselves tonight. You know, the first game of every season, whether you win or lose, it doesn't necessarily define you. And sometimes there can be aberrations that occur and don't really tell the true outcome or what your team's all about. But when you get into week two and you get that second verdict, you really start to learn who you are. What is it we need to do? Are we going to be a contender? How much do we need to grow? Do we have to make personnel changes? I mean, does our offensive and defensive focus have to change? You know, one of the things that Lindmar learned tonight is that they've got to batten down the hatches on special teams. They've got to find out a way to consistently snap the ball back to their quarterback. These are hard lessons to learn, but they will learn from them.
They will learn from them indeed. And let's take a look at the stat breakdown, but we'll do that after we take a two-minute timeout here from Linmar Stadium on the postgame show. Number 9, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 46, and the Linmar Lions, 7. Back after this, you're listening to High School Football, presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
I'm Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio, and I have loved being a Dollar Shave Club member for years, and now you can join me by putting the quality of Dollar Shave Club's products to the test. The Ultimate Shave Starter Set has basically everything you need for an amazing shave. The Executive Razor, Shave Butter, Prep Scrub, and Post Shave Do. The best part is you can try it for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular prices. Get yours at DollarShaveClub.com/Freddie. That's DollarShaveClub.com/FREDDIE.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
The perfect soundtrack for your active Smart Rock summer on Smart FM. Laundering the beach towels. Playing highway bingo on the way to Grandma's. Replacing the wicks in the tiki torches. Making macaroni crafts with the kids. Attaching new blades to the weed whacker. That second date. Whatever this hectic summer brings your way, you can count on Smart FM to provide the perfect soundtrack. Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Back with you here at Linmar Stadium as the Kennedy Cougars defeat the Linmar Lions tonight 46-7. Let's take a look at the stat rundown of this win by Kennedy tonight. Total yardage unofficially 321 yards for Kennedy to 115 for Linmar. 283 on the ground for the Kennedy Cougars. So third in rushing in 4A after 1 week. That's not going to go down, I don't think, after 2 weeks of competition. Kennedy with two 100-yard rushers. Max White, 15 carries, 121 yards. He had a touchdown. Caron Hendred, 15 carries, 131 yards. He had four touchdowns in the ballgame tonight. Vander Sanden, 2 carries for 15. Black, 5 carries for 2. Cade Parker, 2 carries for 6. Dersh for Kennedy had, or Drish, I should say, had 2 carries, or 1 carry for 6 yards. Through the air tonight, Max White, 1 of 5, 11 yards, did have 4 picked off tonight in the ball game. Koski, 1 of 1, and he threw for 27 yards in the ball game tonight for Cedar Rapids. Kennedy, White caught 1 for 27 on that double reverse pass, and Hinnish caught 1 for 11 for Kennedy. Cougars with 13 first downs in the night, penalized 4 times, and I think it was 4 in a row. At least 3.
It was 3.
3 in a row offside in the latter stages of the third quarter. 4 penalties for 20 yards, and Kennedy had 4 turnovers in the ball game. For the Linmar Lions tonight, 115 total yards, 34 on the ground, and 81 through the air. Marcus Orr, before leaving the ball game, was 9 of 16 tonight for 70 yards and 1 touchdown. Knipper came in. He was 1 out of 2 for 11 yards. Trey Martin caught 3 for 40 and a touchdown. Stefan caught 3 for 15 and a catch apiece for Zorodnik, White, Centers, and Decklever.
Your attention, please. William Isaiah,
on
please
the ground for Linmar, Bryson White carried it 12 times for 29 yards. Guerrero led Linmar with that last play of the ball game with 2 carries for 32 yards on the night. Martin carried it 1 time for 3. Spillman carried it 2 times for a total of 3 yards tonight for the Lions. Linmar had 8 first downs, penalized only once in the ball game, that for 5 yards tonight. Third down conversions, Kennedy was 2 of 5, 40%. Linmar was 4 of 12 for 33% tonight. Linmar was 1 for 2 on fourth down, and Kennedy was 2 for 3 on fourth down tonight. Time of possession, Lindmar with a slight edge, 24 minutes and 23 seconds to 23:37 in the ball game for Kennedy. Lindmar actually scored first in the ball game on the very first drive of the ball game when Marcus Orr hit Trey Martin from 26 yards out, 2:34 on the drive. It went 61 yards, and it was Lindmar on top 7-0, but then it was all Kennedy after that. Cougars scored on the ensuing drive, Caron Hendred from 3 yards out to make it 7-7. Kennedy then made it 14-7 on a Max White 29-yard burst up the middle. Extra point was good, 14-7, that early in the second quarter of play. Hendred then made it 21-7 after a blocked punt from 6 yards out. Cougars then got the first of their 2 second-quarter safeties, 23-7 on the free kick. Brantley Koski ran it back 60 yards for a kickoff return to make it 30-7. And a safety on a sack in the end zone by Nolan Jacobs made it 32-7 in favor of the Cougars at halftime. And then Kennedy took up half the third quarter on their first march of the second half. Caron Hendred got the continuous clock going from 5 yards out as he made it 39-7 at that point, and then the continuous clock got going on Hendred's fourth touchdown run of the night. That made it 46-7, and that was all she wrote tonight. 46-7, Kennedy with the win. We'll take a final two-minute timeout, come back, and have our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game after this.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 3 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
Hi, I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Addis.
Ever thought about a career in the Army?
We have over 150 jobs you can choose from.
Thought about furthering your education?
With the Army, we offer $70,000 for school. Last year, over 6,000 soldiers graduated with a degree.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall. Or call us at 319-395-9834.
Thank you, and hope to see you soon.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Yeah, and our Athlete of the Week, Brock Barnhart of Cedar Rapids Kennedy, the golfer, number one golfer stat-wise in the state, runner-up in the MVC Super Meet, and the winner of the Warrior Invitational. So congratulations to him. You can read about him at KGYMradio.com. Kennedy now 2-0 on the season. Lindmar drops to 1-1. Don't forget the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard. If you're in your car on your way home from Lindmar Stadium tonight, first of all, thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. Secondly, stay tuned. Jeff Downing and the cast of thousands will be on, and he'll have all the scores coming your way at that particular time as soon as we sign off, or shortly thereafter we sign off. This Kennedy team, we'll see They've got all the components. Maybe not. Kennedy was in the championship game in 4A, what, 3 years ago?
I believe that's correct.
And you know that the comparisons are going to be made between this group and that group. That was a special group. This has the potential to be a special group. 7 weeks remain to see. That team was about as close-knit a group as we have ever seen come through the Metro.
Well, that was the first family group.
That was the first family group.
And they truly were.
Yeah, with Sean Byron, Dallas Jacobus, and that bunch. This is a little different group. This is a little bit more in-your-face, nasty, physical, and just get after it group. Not saying that one wasn't, but that's the MO of this thing.
Yes, it is. Are you asking me to compare the
no,
two?
No, not at all. I'm just saying the comparisons are going to come down the way you know they are.
Well, the season is yet young, but I would say this. That defense that we saw tonight was just lights out. They were nasty. They were ornery. They were mean. And to this point, I would say they have the potential to be a better defense than that state runner-up teams was. On the other hand, I would say that at this point, that state runner-up team's offense was superior to the one that we see right now. Don't get me wrong, Cougar fans. You have a brilliant running attack. You have a tremendous offensive line that opens up gaping holes. You have wonderful quarterback in Max White that can run. But until they get that passing game to go along with Kayron Hendred and the Brantley Koskis and those types of things, they're just not diversified enough to do what probably is going to have to be done in order to bring home the big gold trophy. And that's my assessment to this point.
Yes, and we welcome in everyone on 106.3 FM as we get ready for the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. As here at jam-packed Linmar Stadium, probably about around 7,000 here tonight, and they saw ninth-rated in 4A Cedar Rapids Kennedy put on a show after falling behind 7-0. They score the next 46, including Kennedy putting up 25 points in a 3-minute span in the midpoint of the second quarter to just run away with this one 46-70. Had two 100-yard rushers in the game for the Kennedy Cougars as well tonight. And that was just when you're going up against a young opponent and you just put on a 3-minute display like that where you score on special teams, you score on defense. The offense got going a little bit during that little period as well. That's tough to come back from, and Linmar didn't do it.
Boy, they came out ready, though. They had their guns a-blazing right in that first possession, went down and scored, drew first blood in the game. But then Kennedy rebounded just like they did last week when Jefferson went up on them right away early in the game, and they just decided, you know what, that's enough of that. We're going to take control of the game now. And unlike in week one, they just took the young Lion team down, and they stomped on them. Proverbially speaking, not literally, but they just never let them back in the game. The Lions, they're going to live to play another day. This is a young team, and they're going to show what they've got in the remaining games this season. And, oh, my goodness, watch out the next year or two here at Lions Field because they're going to field some tremendous teams. And I know Paul James is so excited about the future here. But you're right. This night belonged to Kennedy, and you can't take anything away from them because what they did tonight in that second quarter especially, it was brilliant.
It really was. And Kennedy gets the victory to go to 2-0. Sets up next week, and we'll start it off on Thursday night. Jefferson's now up 23-6. Jacob Cross has his third field goal of the night. So we're going to see the Lions at 1-1, and they're going to go up against the 1-1 Cedar Rapids Jefferson team Thursday night at Kingston Stadium.
Well, let's hope Marcus Orr is able to compete in that, too, because that injury that we saw him have to remove from the game and pads off, that you never know. But they probably won't know until tomorrow. But with the short turnaround, boy, we just our heart goes out to him, and we send him our best wishes.
Yes, and that'll be Thursday night at Kingston. Friday night, you and I will be there. Noon number one, in case you missed it, Valley beats Dowling tonight. And we believe for the first time ever, Central Iowa is coming to Eastern Iowa and Kingston Stadium, as it will be West Des Moines Valley, probably the new number one, coming over to take on number nine, at least now, Cedar Rapids Kennedy next Friday night. And we'll have it on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Yeah, needless to say, we're kind of looking forward to that one.
Well, the hype train's already started, hasn't it?
No Lombardi quarterbacking this year for the first time in a while, but still, Valley is Valley, and the biggest school in Iowa will have some weapons to bring.
Well, they've got that big orange V on their helmets, and it carries a lot of tradition.
Yes, it does. And we got a good one on the South Gym with Miles and Gary next week. Sounds like a pair of 2-0 teams will go at it. It'll be Washington, Iowa, and Iowa City Liberty butting heads next week down in North Liberty.
Bolts are feeling their oats, aren't
they? Yes, they are. Jeff Gordon getting things done down there with Liberty. So congratulations to them. So that's our lineup coming up for next week. All right, John, good job. If you need a ride, I will give you one out to the car, and we need to pick our Happy Joe's player of the game, don't we, before we set sail here. So thanks to Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlors all around the Cedar Rapids, Marion metro area, including the new one over in Peck's Landing on Blair's Ferry Road. And we gave a dual award-winning performance last week.
We did split it last week.
And maybe we should do it this week with Max White and Caron Hendred. Although that defense was amazing tonight. Especially 55, Nolan Jacobs.
Boy, I'd throw some bones out to Jacobs for sure. He was just a beast tonight. But how do you have a guy score the Bundy and not have consideration for the Happy Joe's player of the game? Caron Hendred, 4 touchdowns on the night. We don't have that happen a lot.
No, we don't. So congratulations to Caron Hendred and Max White. They'll share our Happy Joe's pizza player of the game. All right, it's going to wrap things up. Stay tuned. The Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard with Jeff Downing coming your way here as soon as we sign off here from the north side of Marion. Want to thank Zach for all his help tonight. Big thanks to Jeff. Big thanks as well to Ben for coming in tonight as well. Thanks to Jeff Moss on the sidelines tonight, also bringing you the ball game. So for John Hegarty, Scott Unash, thanking you for listening. Final score here tonight of this 4A non-district game in week 2. It was number 9, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 46, and the Linmar Lions 7. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Linmar Stadium on the north side of Marion.